take everything. The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're live for our 4th District 6A Showcase, and it's going to be a special night here in Salina. Not only are we going to call two exciting games, but we'll be witnessing the induction of five local legends into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. The black and gold teams find themselves at home on a Friday night for the first time in over a month, and it should be electric. Head coach Matt Walker brings his 11-8 Lady Bulldogs into their second district matchup against head coach Jake Dillard and his 9-8 Gordonsville Lady Tigers, who lost to Clay County by only 6 points in December. While head coach Rob Edwards and his 7-10-2 Bulldogs have the opportunity to grab the sole lead in District 6 and the chance for some much-wanted revenge against head coach Greg Bibb and the 12-6 Gordonsville Tigers, who handed Clay County their only district loss earlier this season. Nothing's going to come easy for the black and gold squads tonight as we get set for Bulldogs and Tigers, Round 2.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sag and Over River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfasts, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the CarQuest pregame show and our fourth Clay County basketball broadcast of the season. For the second time this year, we're at home with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Throughout the night, we'll be joined by Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. For now, I'm accompanied by the network's power plant, Thomas Weaver.
Power plant. I like it, Daniel. You know, after the last one versus our Redbone Springs here last Tuesday night, you know, we've got a tough act to follow tonight. But we've got a great show for folks as we continue our District 6A showcase. And on top of that, just like you mentioned, it's Hall of Fame induction night where five new members will be inducted into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. And we'll hear from them next week in our Hall of Fame coverage next Tuesday night. Where our interviews with Gary J. Strong, Sailor Walden, Deanna Dawson Pouliot, Kenny Garrett, and a representative from the late John Clark Donaldson. Daniel, I'm looking forward to that. It's a highlight of the year.
It is. I hope it's just as special for other folks as it is for us. Those are five great new inductees. There's nothing weak about that class.
No, there isn't. And, you know, tonight's game, they're not going to be weak either. Against Gordonville tonight, they're going to be a pair of good ones, Daniel. The Lady Bulldogs, they just got by the Tigerettes earlier this season. It was like a 6 or 8 point game. And the Dogs have lost just two, but one of those came to this Tiger team that's coming in here to Clay County High School tonight. And, you know, the Dogs are kind of looking for redemption. Should be another pair of dandies, as you say, Daniel. And I'm looking forward to be on the call with you again here in our fourth contest of the Horizon Sports Network season.
Yeah, they are going to be. These district games are always close. Like you said, the girls won by 6 earlier this year against them, and the boys only lost by 5. So I don't expect Clay County or Gordon's leader team to win by more than single points tonight either way. Going to be good.
Well, night in, night out in this conference, that's the way it is, Daniel. And, again, it's a pleasure to be here with you. But, you know, I wouldn't have that pleasure without our sponsors, Daniel. We say it every week and or every broadcast. We're doing 2 a week now.
Right.
So, and we really can't thank them enough.
We can't. Going to continue to say it and hope they continue to sponsor us, hope they tune in and listen, hope that they give us some feedback. If they don't like some part of the show, let us know about it. We'll try to tweak it.
I'm sure they could find something if they wanted to. Had a few hiccups last week, of course, but that's part of it, guys. Nothing's perfect, but it's a pleasure to be here. We always like to say that the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of our Del Hall Horizon newspaper, too, Daniel. I've been putting that one out for, you know, the better part of 2 decades now. It comes out weekly. We hope folks will pick up a copy of coverage of tonight's game and Tuesday night's game and next week's Del Hall Horizon. Up next, as we do each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in this week's newspaper in our Del Hall Horizon recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what will appear in print about Clay County's games at Redbone and Springs. Coming up after these words from our generous sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Biosciences BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hall Horizon recap segment. And we usually summarize the article detailing the most recent games. Of course, next week's paper won't be out till next Wednesday. So instead of what was in print, here's a summary of what will be written about the Clay County team's wins over Redbone Springs. You know, Daniel, the story will probably detail how both CCHS squads notched another pair of 6A wins here at home over Redbone Springs. And they're looking to carry that momentum into tonight and the rest of this home stretch of league action to come. You know, the Lady Dogs got a big win over the other Lady Bulldog team, but it took overtime to get it. And what a game it was, as Clay County trailed the entire first half before pulling even at the end of both the third and the fourth quarters, and then outscoring the Red Lady Dogs 10-3 in overtime to grab sole possession of third place in this conference. Maybe a season-defining win for them.
I hope so. I hope it's something that builds a lot of confidence, shows them that they can win close games against good competition, because Red Bull and ES, a lot of folks may want to dismiss Red Bull and Springs Lady Basketball, but, hey, they're strong. Coach McKinney's got them back just as good as they were in Larry White's days, and that's a good team. They're going to be gunning for us when we go to them later this year.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. And, you know, the Lady Dogs – the black and gold Lady Dogs did it behind a career night from freshman Briley Burchett. And along with a team approach on defense throughout, and the final score was 52-45. Burchett finished with 30 points. Katie Arms added 13. Marley Ashlock had 6 big points that came in timely spots. Rachel Copas just 2 on the night, but she really did a lot to facilitate going into Burchett in the post. And then Lauren Weaver had a good defensive showing and scored 1 crucial free throw down the stretch. So definitely a team effort.
Yeah, you mentioned Lauren there. She's kind of reminded me of what Brittany Boone was a few years ago, just a force that really affects the game. May not have a lot of points, but a good night for our Lady Bulldogs.
Anyway, every one of them played well. And like the Clay County girls, the Dogs also had to rally from behind in the second half to come away with a win to remain tied at the top of the league with Gordonsville, who's coming in here tonight. You know, Clay County fell behind 15-13 at the end of one and 33-30 at the half, but they did what they always do in close games, Daniel. They won the third quarter by outscoring Red Bull and Springs 13-4. Yeah, they only allowed 4 points in that period, and that also shows the defense that the Bulldogs are playing.
It does, and that was against a team that has the reigning league MVP in Dalton Marsh. Jack Ashlock did a great job with him.
He did, defensively for sure. Didn't score a whole lot of points that night. But after that third quarter push, they held off the Red Dogs for a 65-53 win. And it was Gunner Silk, the junior point guard, leading the way, Daniel, with 21 points, probably one of the best games of his career.
It was a complete game. He did it in all phases.
He did. And then Grant Strong, the leading scorer of this team, also added 20. Mason Sharp, in his first game back, got his average double figures with 11. And Jeffrey Spivey has been on a hot streak, buried a pair of three-pointers and had 8 points. Ashlock finished with 3, and Alec Kerr had 2 off the bench. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like Daniel and I went through. We also want to ask you to tell your friends we're on there tonight. Share the link. Send them a text. Do what you can do to get the word out. The Horizon Sports Network is live tonight. And we'll be right back on more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County basketball versus Gordonsville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Happy Sack and Obi River Markets. To begin, let's take a look at the championship history of tonight's girls' teams. The Gordonsville Lady Tigers have advanced to 3 state tournaments, those being in 1997, 98, and 99. Their tournament record is 2-3. The Clay County Lady Dogs have made 10 state tournament appearances, not straight ones. I wish they were straight. Most recently, 8 seasons ago in 2012. With a tournament record of 13-9, they have 4 state runner-ups and 1 state championship. Now we'll look at the series history between tonight's teams during the past decade. The teams have met 22 times in the past 10 years. Clay County is 18-4 against Gordonsville girls action during that time, and the black and gold currently hold a 9-game winning streak in this series. Several Lady Dogs have had success here. These go back to the beginning of Joe Sims' era. I have stats from all those years. First of all, points. Crystal Davis, a classmate of yours, Thomas, and a Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, she scored 32 against Gordonsville in 1995.
What a game. And fittingly here, Daniel, free throws made. Deanna Donaldson Pouliot, who will be inducted tonight, she made 11 against the Tigerettes.
Three-pointers made. Two girls tied. Maddie Monroe with 5 in 2012 and the great Taylor Strong with 5 in 2017.
Assist, a big number here. 11 assists by Amanda Kendall Sharp, who is in the Hall of Fame in 1997.
Rebounds, Jada Kerr, 15 of them, and that may have been her freshman year, sophomore at the most. She had 18 rebounds against Gordon.
Wow. Steals, Melissa Webb, the Hall of Famer, did it in 1994 with 8 steals.
And blocks, two good post players here, Stephanie Rich and McKenna Biles, both had 5 blocks against Gordonsville. Rich in 04, Biles in 17. Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Gordonsville Tigers have appeared 2 times in the state tournament, most recently 24 seasons ago in 1996. The Clay County boys have made 9 state tournaments, most recently 2 years ago in 2018. The Dogs have a 3-9 tournament record and have claimed 1 state runner-up. Concerning the series with the Tigers over the past decade, the teams have met 25 times. Dominance for the black and gold here, 21 wins to 4 losses against Gordonsville during that span. However, the black and gold do ride a 1-game losing streak in this series. They were defeated back in December by the Tigers. All-time series leaders on the boys' side include point leader Tyreek Key, who in 2017 scored 37, and also probably the same game, he had 11 free throws. He leads in that category as well.
3-pointers made. Landon Woodcock, who graduated last year, made 7 last season.
Heath Kimes, some of those may be assists too. Woodcock, he had 9 assists against them last year.
And then another player from that team, Gavin Silk, the rebound leader with 14 back in 2017.
Steals, Tyreek Key, he picked their pocket 6 times in 2015.
And blocks, Steve Gershom back in 2003, is that
well,
right?
Well, I didn't put a date, I'm sorry.
Had 3 blocks.
Yeah, a year unknown on that one. 2 Hall of Famers we want to talk about tonight from some of those first classes. On the girls' side, Frieda J. Bailey. Bailey played forward for John Teeples from 1960 to 1963 on teams that were considered by many to be the very best of that era. At the time Frieda played, the court was divided with guards on one end and forwards who did the shooting on the other end. Playing alongside the likes of Tammy Vaughn, Judy Boone, Jonelle Stoben, and Linda Brady, a team player, Frieda demonstrated sportsmanship in class every time she stepped on the court. She was an outstanding athlete, honing her skills, practicing on a goal hung on the family barn, where she worked daily there to get much better. Much of her scoring was from beyond today's three-point circle, a long-distance shooter apparently back in the day.
You know, Daniel, it's great, and that's the key to this Clay County Sports Hall of Fame here is recognizing folks that may be forgotten from back in those days, and apparently she was just a great player.
Certainly so. Coach Sims talked about those early 60s teams a couple weeks ago on the broadcast, said if it was under the modern-day classification system, who knows what would have happened. Coach Teeples may have had a couple state championships there.
That's true. Our male side, Daniel, and recognizing the Hall of Famers of past is Donnie Cherry. Spending his entire coaching career at Harmony Springs, Mr. Cherry's body of work began in 1973. He has coached both boys and girls in elementary, junior high, and high school basketball, winning over 300 high school games in his career, but he's best known for his 1977-78 boys team, which made it to the sub-state. He also served as a baseball coach and umpire. Mr. Cherry continues his influence on athletics as principal at Harmony Springs and finally as the director of schools for Clay County before his retirement, and just one of the legends of the Clay County school system, and that's Mr. Donnie Cherry.
He is. He was a history teacher in the classroom when he first started out, and He was actually the gentleman that gave me my first job. I went over to Hermit Springs back in the fall of 2005, and Mr. Cherry was the principal and did a good job with me, kind of bringing me along and giving me advice and just helping out. Treated me really well, and I couldn't have asked for a better situation. I know Mr. Cherry's extended that same mentorship, so to speak, to several over the years. And, you know, that 78 team that he had that went sub-state, it was chock full of Hall of Famers. You had Donnie Birdwell, Larry Clements, Jeff Clements, just a good group with a good head coach.
Probably the best of all time from Hermitage Springs back then, led by Mr. Cherry.
Folks, it is a pleasure tonight to talk for just a moment about Freda J. Bailey and Donnie Cherry. And this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Happy Sag and Noble River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunch, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes right here at their home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
MTDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next, we'll hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes, right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County hosting Gordonsville tonight. With the 17-2 Dogs, we'll take on the 12-6 Tigers, hoping to take sole possession of first place in District 6A. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards and sophomore guard Grant Strong for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Guys, appreciate you taking the time today.
Glad to do it, Thomas.
Sir.
Coach, your guys came out on top again in the Battle of the Bulldogs last Tuesday night. There's another epic battle between rivals. But your guys did what they always do, kind of pulled away late.
Well, it seems like every game's an epic battle, Thomas. But they certainly did, you know, down three at the half and came out in the third quarter, made a little run there early and just kind of pulled away after that.
Well, I agree with you. They've all been good games this year so far, haven't they, Grant? But that's what you guys do. I know Coach has kind of put it in your head, the third quarter's pretty important.
Oh, yeah, he always tells us in the locker room, you know, first 4 minutes of the third quarter, very important to the game. You know, he says we need to win the first 4 minutes of every second half. And
This guy right here, he's been a huge part of your team this year, and he's done it from the jump. You know, he's just a sophomore, but Grant Strong plays like a seasoned veteran, even though this is his first year on the floor.
Yeah, it's no secret Grant's a talented player for us, and a guy that we count on night in, night out to score the ball for us.
And just like Coach said, there's no secret, Grant. We all knew the talents you had coming up and, you know, at the junior high level and beyond. But how have you translated so quick to this level at a young age? I'm sure that maybe has a little something to do with the senior leadership of Jake Ashlock and Mason Sharp.
Oh, yeah, it really does. You know, they've pushed us in every practice, you know, just to – you know, the transition from junior high ball to high school ball, the physicality level, you know, it's all a huge change, and they just helped us. You know, they pushed us all the time just to make that change.
Coach, you know, you've been here 20 years now, I think. You've had some great players along the way, but not many of them have developed this quickly into your leading scorer and the go-to type guy that Grant Strong is.
Well, Grant has a will to win, you know, and he's not afraid to work hard. He's worked hard all his life in the gym and putting in the extra time, and it's paying off for him right now in his sophomore year.
Grant, it's not really just about scoring with you either. You know, you can put your head down and get a bucket anytime you want it, but you trust in your teammates and facilitate too.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've said it before, you know, anytime I can pass the ball to my teammates and see them make a shot, and, you know, that – you know, I get just as much excitement, and I see, you know, I'm just as happy with seeing them make a shot as I am just me, you know, shooting a layup and making a shot. So, I mean, you know, either way.
And Coach Edwards, he's always fostered that team ball with you guys, I'm sure. And what's it like playing for a coach that's got the experience he does?
I wouldn't want to play for anybody else. You know, Coach Push is just, you know, he's seen a whole lot over his 20 years, and he knows a whole lot of stuff, and he just, you know, he pushes us every day in practice, and he leads us. You know, he's a great coach.
And, Coach, you're going to need another big game from Grant tonight and the entire squad against a much-improved Gorgeville team. You know, they got your guys the first time around, maybe looking for a little redemption tonight.
Certainly are, Thomas. You know, it's like you said at the beginning of the interview, it's for sole possession of first place in the district, and that's important to us. You know, we got picked first in the preseason, so we have some expectations to live up to. And, you know, Gordonsville, give them credit. They played great at Gordonsville that night, shot the ball really well, defended us probably as good or better than anybody that we played all season. So we expect maybe they'll cool down on the shooting tonight, but we expect to be guarded pretty well by it.
Going to be a good game, Grant. Probably one that maybe you've gone back and looked at a time or two. Ready for the Tigers tonight?
Yes, sir. Very ready. You know, watched a whole lot of film. I've watched that game over and over, and I'm just so ready to get another shot at them.
And Coach, like you said, they probably played their best game of the season last time out to knock you guys off, and you're probably expecting nothing less tonight. What's your team have to do to stake their claim at the top of this league with a win tonight?
Well, we know that night in and night out, and these guys probably get tired of me hearing me say it, but we get everybody's best game every night just because of who we are and who we've been for the past several years, and we expect nothing less than that tonight from Gordonsville. You know, we've got to do a good job defending them. They've got a couple kids that drive the ball really well. We got to keep them out of the lane. And they've got a lot of good shooters, you know, and they have the flat kid inside who's a pretty good post player. So they have some weapons on the offensive end. We think we're going to guard them a little better tonight than maybe what we did at Gordonsville a few weeks ago.
Something we kind of skipped over there, guys, that I meant to touch on, and I think we better do it just because it's kind of a thing you just don't see much in single-A ball or really high school level at all. But when we were talking about Grant earlier, he's been making a few plays that maybe there's some players can't make in this league for you, Coach. Throwing down a few dunks, maybe?
He is. You know, he's gotten him two or three this year. And, you know, we kind of go back and forth about whether it's, you know, whether it's a dunk or whether it's just a lay-in sometimes. But, hey, let me tell you what, we're tickled to have him. And we certainly hope, you know, he has a lot more of those highlights as the season goes along.
Well, I'll have to give him at least an 8 on that dunk down there at Jackson County. You know, it's kind of a tomahawk. Grant, I heard you maybe got a lower score, too, on that.
Yeah, Coach don't want to give me no credit on it. He said somewhere around a 5. But,
well,
We all know, you know, it's somewhere from a 7 to a 9.
Right. Well, all jokes aside, I mean, those are huge momentum-type plays for you guys, Grant, and it's good to see you kind of getting the crowd fired up with them.
Oh, yeah, it's, you know, there's nothing like hanging from the rim and just, you know, looking up in the crowd and seeing everybody clapping, standing up clapping, you know, and like I said, it's a huge momentum change, you know. At Jackson County, after I threw that one down, you know, forced a timeout, and, you know, everything went our way after that.
Coach, I hope it doesn't come down to it, but I'm sure you wouldn't mind seeing a momentum-changing play like that from Grant tonight.
I certainly not. You know, Grant's capable of making a play at any moment during the game, and we're, you know, if he has to make it to win the game, that's fine with me, too.
All right, guys, well, we're looking forward to it. Grant, appreciate you sitting down with us today.
Glad to be here.
And, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Thompson.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog locker room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Echo Panels of Tennessee. Visit EchoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County hosting Gordonsville tonight, where the 11-8 Lady Dogs will take on the 9-8 Lady Tigers, hoping to hold on to third in District 6A. I'm here with Head Coach Matt Walker and junior forward Marley Ashlock for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Guys, thanks for taking the time to sit down with us today.
Thank you for being here.
Good to have you, Marley.
Thank you.
Coach, what a win last Tuesday night to take sole possession of third place here in this conference against our Red Bowling Springs. You know, I kind of look at it as maybe a turning point in this season.
Red Bowling Springs is a really, really good team. They was picked ahead of us in the preseason polls, and we knew that going into that matchup that it wasn't going to be easy, and we'd have to play our best game, and it was, I think everybody on the team played great. We had a great practice leading up to it, so the girls that didn't see the floor during the game was excellent in the practice leading up to it. Our crowd was awesome, and you and Daniel and Mr. Sams was awesome on the radio. It was a joy to listen to.
Well, I appreciate that, but I tell you what, in a game like that, it's easy to call because it was exciting. And Marley, you know, after kind of struggling the two games prior, you guys really put it all together,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, you know, and to me it was one of those, like I said, to coach there, it could be a turning point in this season. It kind of showed you guys that you belonged in this league. And I'm sure it kind of went a long way confidence-wise for you girls.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Well, Coach, elaborate on Marley's comment there for us. Like I say, it was a confidence-building win.
So far this season, you know, we've lost to some really good teams, and then we've also beat the teams that we was picked ahead of. So it's kind of went according to the picks until that game, and that team was, like I said, they was picked ahead of us, so I guess some people would consider it a bit of an upset. And you probably got to touch on this later, but I know you got the Hall of Fame stuff coming up tonight.
We do.
And pregame in the locker room, I talked about some of our Clay County history versus Red Bullen Springs and what some of these Hall of Famers have done and some of our history against the Lady Bulldogs. And I want to make sure that our girls always understand our history, tradition-rich programs that we have here and what we've done against teams in the past and what we're trying to live up to.
Well, I don't blame you there. And, Marley, if when Coach gives you those numbers, I think you'll see that we've been dominant over Gordonsville over the last, I don't know, couple decades now. Just lost four games. Does that mean anything going into this one for you?
Well, no. I mean, I know that they're pretty equal. Well, I mean, I think we're a better team, but we've definitely got to play tougher.
I'll agree with you. It's going to be a good one. And, Coach, you went back to the Red Bullen game, you know, along with the team as a whole, I thought Marley stepped up her game and played a huge part in that one. She had six points, but they came at crucial times, you know, and she rebounded well and played defense at crucial times, too, you know, in a game that went down to the wire.
I agree with you. Marley was awesome that game. She's kind of a bit of an X factor for us. You know, you got Rachel and Katie that have been a 2-year starters pretty much and played a lot of ball. You got Eliza that's played some last year, and you got Briley that's coming in playing awesome as a freshman this year. And then you got Marley. You know, she's her role, some games if they're going to come guard her, she may have 2 points or might not even score. And some games if they're going to play off of her, I still think she's got a breakout game coming where she's going to score double figures on somebody. But kind of going back to what she did this summer for us, she doesn't always have to score, but she has to do the little things. Her rebounds, every one of the rebounds that she had the other night was big and in traffic with Red Bullen getting their hands all over her, probably trying to foul her, and she took them away from people. And then you mentioned her defense. I've had to get onto her a little bit about her defense. In the last couple games, it's not been any easy sledding for her. Instead of trying to hide her, I've put her on the best player the last two games, and she's really stepped up and played well.
I have to agree. Marley, you know, like Coach said, you played some last year, but this is your first year starting. What's the transition been like for you, knowing the coach is counting on you night in, night out?
Well, I just know I've got to really step up. Like, from last year, I only played, like, maybe two minutes at the most, and it's just different. It's a whole lot different.
Well, you're part of that starting five and a big part of this team. And, you know, you've got some leadership skills, too, I think. You've got a lot of young girls on this team, and you and along with your two classmates and the senior Kelsey Roten, you kind of brought these young girls along.
Yeah.
We've got a little interruption here with an announcement, but we can go from there. Talk about that young core you got. Riley Burchett, for sure, stepped up, scored 30 points for you in this last game. Yeah, you, Marley.
Oh, she's a big part of the team, Mark. She usually has most of the points, but she's one of the best posts in the district, if not the best.
I'll have to agree with you. Coach, we've talked about all those different players, and you mentioned this earlier, but, you know, Marley's biggest attribute is, like you say, she's deadly from behind the arc. She doesn't get a whole lot of shots, but it seems like when she gets the opportunity, she takes full advantage of it.
She is, and not just the three-pointers, but her field goal percentage, you know, that's something I have to use with so many players vying for playing time this year. You know, we've got a lot of players that are pretty close, and who plays night in, night out, there's a lot of factors that go into it. But Marley's one of our leading shot makers in terms of percentage on the season from both 3 and 2. Personally, I don't think she shoots enough. I think she needs to look for her shot a little more. In the last couple of games, I think she has.
And, Marley, tonight we may need a couple of those big shots from you. We talked about it earlier. Gordonsville's a pretty good team. You know, how do you keep this momentum rolling here tonight?
Well, just definitely on defense, you got to, like, stop them so we can get the shots on offense to –
Right.
Score.
And, Coach, we talked about you can't take a night off in this league. You guys, you know, it's a game you can definitely win, but it's just a 6-point ball game last time around. It's going to be another tough one.
It is. I'm just glad to be playing it at home. They've got one of the best players in the district in Lyra Britt. And going into the first game against them, she was averaging, I think, 25 points a game. She had a 43 point a game. And Eliza Jenkins played great on her last game. It's going to be a team effort, but we've got some great individual defenders. Yeah, mention your daughter. I don't think you threw her in the players that we've talked about, but your daughter played excellent last game, Lauren Weaver. She was one of our defensive stoppers on Kennedy Fleming and on Haley Davis whenever Fleming fouled out. So I just want to throw her name in there as well.
Well, I appreciate that. I agree with you. She played well, as did the rest of them. It took the entire team, that's for sure. Marley, give us one key tonight going in against Gordonsville.
Definitely stopping Brett and like defense, basically.
I have to agree with you. Coach, what do you think?
Defense. Always going to be defense.
Well, that sounds good, guys. I appreciate you sitting down with us, and we're looking forward to it. Marley, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
Coach, good luck.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker, brought to you by Echo Panels of Tennessee. Visit EchoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way. With structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes, right here at home in Harmony Springs.
Welcome back to the Carquest Pregame Show. It's time for the Budget Pest Control Girls 6A Update. First place Clark Range, 18-2 overall, 7-0 in the district. Tonight they are at Redbone Springs. Second place, Pickett County, 18-1 overall, 6-1 in the district. Tonight they are at Monterey. Third place, Clay County, 11-8 overall, 5-2 in the district. They are about to play Gordonsville. Fourth place, Redbone Springs, 14-7 overall, 4-3 in district play. Tonight they host Clark Range. Fifth place, Gordonsville, 9-8 overall, 3-4 in the district. They are here at Clay County. Sixth place, Trailsdale County, 5-14 overall, 2-5 in the district. Tonight they are at Jackson County. Two teams on the bottom, tied for seventh. Jackson County, 1-15 overall, 0-6 in the district. They are hosting Trailsdale. Another team tied for seventh, Monterey, 4-14 overall, 0-6 in district play. Tonight they are at second seed, Pickett County. The Girls 6A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control, 99 Termite. And now it's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by this place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight's all about this Lady Dog team avoiding a letdown. You know, after such a big win a few days ago over Red Bull and Springs, you know, where they locked in third place here in District 6A, just like you went through, it'd be easy to overlook a team like Gordonsville who's in that bottom four. But that's not a good idea, especially with this Gordonsville team we got. You know, it's a close game. Like you talked about in the opener at Gordonsville, I think just a 6-point ball game. So, you know, hopefully we can keep that same momentum going that we've created from that Red Bull and win. And, you know, it's a 42-36 game, I
yep.
think is what it was.
It was.
So, no doubt Clay County's a better team. But they've got to come out and play tonight to hold on to that third spot.
You know, Thomas, Clay County never led in that game by more than 10. So as you said, it's not a deal where, you know, we just fooled around letting them come back. Never really pulled away from them, much like that Red Bull game we saw the other night. I know Coach Sims is usually here to offer his expert opinion. He is in the building. However, he's not at the broadcast table right now. More thoughts to share on this one. I think myself, we just continue to see the maturation process of this fairly young Clay County team. We have the experienced juniors in Katie Arms and Rachel Copas. However, every other player still trying to learn the role, fill it in. I think they figured out now what they need to do. It's just a matter of perfecting and improving upon those roles.
I agree with you. You know, and there's another junior starter on this team that had a big impact in that Red Bull and win, in my opinion. That's Marley Ashlock. She had, you know, some crucial buckets, some good rebounds at times. You know, she can shoot the ball from behind the arc. I'd like to see her to develop that more, maybe take a few more looks in her time as a starter. We talked to Marley in our pregame show. Folks, just listen to that, and also the sophomore Grant Strong, so we hope they'll go back and listen to their interviews later on in the archives link. But she's just one of those players. We've got Eliza Jenkins back tonight off the concussion protocol. I think she's going to be back in the starting lineup. And then, of course, my daughter, Lauren Weaver, you know, I think she stepped up and played pretty well in the last few games. And then, you know, Briley Birch, the freshman, unbelievable game the other night, had 30 points, career high. And she's been the leading scorer on this team from the jump, Daniel.
Sophomore Zoe Hayes, also another that continues to improve. She's seen a lot of minutes, could play a big role tonight.
You could, and the senior, Kelsey Roten. We saw her come in and play some great defense for the Lady Dogs. And, you know, I look for her to maybe get a little more playing time as the year goes on, bringing that senior leadership.
Legendary coach Joe Sims now joining us at the table. We're a little short on time, but Tipsy's final take just wouldn't be complete without Coach Sims' thoughts on this one. Quickly, Coach, what about this game?
They played us, you know, pretty close down there for three quarters, and we finally ended up pulling out and winning fairly comfortably. But, you know, we need to play pretty good tonight. We can't, you know, look over this bunch, which I don't feel like we will, but, you know, hopefully we get the monkey off our back Tuesday night beating the good Red Bowling team, so maybe we can, you know, keep it going, play good tonight.
Sounds good. This has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by this place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We are getting very close now to the beginning of this contest. We'll be playing an ad in a few moments when they play the anthem. It is a special night here at Clay County High School, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame night. Five new inductees going to be enshrined in the local hall. At halftime of this contest, those members being Gary J. Strong, John Clark Donaldson, Kenny Garrett, Sailor Walden, and last but not least, Deanna Donaldson Pouliot. We
enjoyed a really nice reception, Daniel. May have been why Coach Sims was late. He may have been in there eating more fruit.
No, I was across the way, then Matt stopped me down there, so I was a little late getting up here.
We're going to go ahead and go to our break here for the anthem, come back for the starting lineups.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, and it's just about time for tip-off of this District 6A contest between third place Clay County and fifth place Gordonsville. We'll go ahead at this time and give you the Subway Girls starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting Gordonsville Lady Tigers, their head coach Jake Dillard, 9-8 record overall. Starting a freshman, number 15, Olivia Brown, a sophomore, number 22, Lily Manor, and three seniors. Number 3, Abby Gotchkoff. Number 23, Vera Britt. And number 24, Trinity Ponce. Starting for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, head coach Matt Walker, 11-8 record overall. Honestly, I don't know all five of them. I'm going to have to announce, yeah, I see them. I can call them from the bench. We have sophomore, number 11, Eliza Jenkins. Junior, number 24, Katie Arms. Junior, number 20, Rachel Kopas. Junior, number 22, Marley Ashlock. And freshman, number 23, Riley Burgett. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway. We're no longer Greg and Melissa Brandon, the Bulldog fans, to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do. We are slightly ahead of the voice of the Bulldogs, Michael Miller, here in the gym. Clay County having their starters announced right now. They are the home team tonight, dressed in their white home jerseys with black numerals, have a black stripe down the side of those shorts. Gordon's on the visiting team. They're dressed in all blue tonight with gray numerals on those jerseys. Clay County going to be scoring at the hoop to our left during this first half. The Gordonsville Lady Tigers going to be scoring at the hoop on our right. Coach Sims, some schools do it different. Could you verify whether Gordonsville are the Tigerettes or the Lady Tigers?
I think they're Tigerettes.
Tigerettes. That's easier to say, so I'm glad of that.
I could be wrong, but I think that's right.
We'll go with it anyway.
I know Macon County goes by Tigerettes.
Right. We are ready to get this one underway. We're going to see number 24, Trinity Fonts, the senior, jump into the circle against the freshman, Briley Burgett, to tip off. As we mentioned, these teams met in Gordonsville back on December the 10th. Bay County won that by a final score of 42-36, a six-point difference. So this should be a good one tonight. Hopefully, Clay County can come out on top. And it is time for basketball here in Salina. The ball goes in there, and Gordonsville controlled for tip. Stolen back, though, by Briley Burgett. Burgett at right wing gives it up to Copas, who's out top running the point. We already have whistles blowing. A foul's called on the floor. This one's going to go against number 22, Lily Manor, a sophomore, her first personal, and we're only 8 seconds into this ball game.
Yeah, I think she was just trying to set the tone there with Burgett, knowing she scored 30 points in the last time out, and just took a shot at her there,
yeah,
and put her on the floor.
Yes, she did.
Clay County with the basketball. It's stolen. The Katie Yams pass picked off by number 3, Abby Gotchkoff, the savvy senior. She brings it down and gives it off to Lily Manor, who's dribbling around the top of the key, has her pocket picked by Ashlock, and Clay County's going to take over.
Now, that effort I was talking about earlier about Ashlock, I think she really kind of stepped up lately, hasn't she, Coach?
Yeah, she has. She's really getting after it. Didn't score, but maybe 4 the other night, but I thought she played one of her better floor games.
Clay County with the ball. Eliza Jenkins back in the starting lineup. She has been sidelined since Pickett County game, away where she suffered concussion-like symptoms. Katie Arms with it now, top of the key, drives her layup good. Clay County in front, 2-0. Nobody really stood out offensively the last time these teams met, other than Briley Burch. She was the only Lady Bulldog in double figures with 16. Hopefully we can get multiple players beyond 10 tonight. Clay County now in a two-minute trap out top, steals the basketball. It's Katie Arms. She goes ahead to Copas. Copas in right corner, dives baseline, dishes inside to Ashlock. Ashlock shot up good. 6-foot jumper good for the junior. Clay County in front, 4-0. What kind of pressure are we seeing here, Coach?
Looks like a straight man, full court.
Just sometimes picking them up in the backcourt to make them work?
Yeah, it doesn't look like a zone press.
We see Eliza Jenkins, face guard, number 23, Vera Britt. Britt had 13 the last time the teams met. She was the leading scorer for the Tigerettes in that first meeting.
And down there, we got off to a terribly slow start. You know, they were ahead of us 8 or 10 there early, I think. Oh, they banked in 3 or 4 threes early in the game. It took us to late in the second half before we ever got the lead.
30-second timeout taken here. 6.5 to play in the opening quarter. Clay County in front, 4-0.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Tigerettes inbound the basketball. 23 has it. She's at right block. She's going to travel with it. That was Vera Britt, the senior. Took one step too many. Clay County takes back over, looking to go up. 2 more points.
Good defense right there by Jenkins. Coach talking about that game down there. I'm pretty sure she denied Britt the ball the whole game. Did a pretty good job on her, holding her below her average.
Yeah, she only had 13, and I think you say she was averaging much more than that. Clay County with the ball, Liza Jenkins left baseline, little pass over to Ashlock. She hits it from mid-range jumper from right post. Ashnock has four of Clay County six. Lady Bulldogs in front, 6-0.
It's Eliza created those 2 points with the penetration.
That
additional.
Gordon's will throw in the basketball away. That man pressure by Clay County forcing it.
You know, you see a whole different team after that win right here, don't you, Coach? I mean,
yeah, I mean, they hadn't even got a shot yet, you know.
Well, that's true.
Well, they just turned it over.
And had not taken a shot, has Gordonsville. Clay County with the ball. Rachel Copas, top of the key, drives into the paint. Shots up, no good. She was fouled, though. I believe Lyra Britt going to be called for that personal. It is number 23. She picks up her first. Second team foul for Gordonsville. Copas is at the line to shoot two. A lot of this information I'm providing from the prior contest came via assistant coach Andrew Meadows. He does an outstanding job there on the bench. Keeps up with all this stuff in live action. Coach Sims catches all the staff.
He does.
What happens.
He's amazing.
5:45 and kicking as Cope has hit both of those, putting her team up 8-0. Gordonsville with the basketball. They are scoreless. Manor has it left wing. She's under heavy pressure from Copas. Finally passes it off to Brown. Brown drives, dished it down low. And the Lady Tiger was fouled. That was Maiden. She'll go to the line. Bradley Burchett picks up the foul. Her first. Clay County second. Marty Ashoff with the other personal. Has Maiden at the line to shoot two. The sophomore hits the first.
We don't need Bradley to get in foul trouble. That seems to be the thing that slows her down more than anything. Other than that, she just played the whole game pretty much. That got a lot to do with her scoring 30.
Clay County with it. After Baden hit both of her free throws, 8-2 the score. 5:24 on the clock. Katie Arms fires from three, no good. Kept alive by Liza Jenkins. Picked up by a Tigerette, though. Brent has it. Right wing, drives into the paint. Tried to dish underneath to a teammate. However, is knocked out of bounds by Rachel Copas. Tigerettes do maintain possession. Manor to inbound. Has trouble getting it in. Finally does to Britt. Britt back to Manor. Manor hands off down low to Brown. Brown has it stolen from her by Copas. Copas works dead to Katie Arms. One-on-one in the front court is Arms. She goes into the paint. Shot up. Good. And she goes to the line to shoot the and one. Good veteran play by the junior guard. Ponce picks up that foul. I believe that's her first. Miller announced it has been her second, though.
You know, Coach, you talked about the Lady Dogs getting off to a slow start. That's been something they've done kind of all year long, and it looks like they turned the page here tonight.
They're off the best start I've seen. Yeah, they're taking it to them. I mean, we've scored 11 points here in 3 minutes. We didn't hardly score that at Pickett County the whole half the other night.
That's right.
At 12, I think.
Arms does complete that three-point play. Tigress with it. Long three-pointer taken by Manor. No good. Rebounded by Bradley Burchett. Burchett in a trap now. Finally gets it out to Copas. Copas across the timeline. Top of the key. Tried to go down low. That pass stolen by Courtney Dillard, the tall freshman who's in as a substitute for the Tigress. 4.5 to play here in the first quarter. Brown with it, top of the key, in a trap, almost stolen by Arms. She gets it ahead to Manor, though. Manor feeds Baden. Baden goes baseline, hands it off to Brent, and Brent scores. 11-4 the score. Clay County in front by 7. Head coach Jake Dillard and head coach Matt Walker up, shouting at their girls. Walker trying to stop this bit of momentum that the Tigers seem to have. Mark Ashok, right wing three, 7 points now for Ashoff here in the first quarter. She's opened up hot. I don't think she's missed from the field yet.
No, I don't think so.
Travel by Gordonsville gives it back to the black and gold.
I think Gordonsville's playing man to start. They went to a 2-3 that last trip, you know. Should get some shots out the floor if we want them.
Copas with it. Top of the key. Works over to Arms, left wing. Now back to Ashoff out top. Back to Arms. Thought about the three, decides not to. Same thing for Ashlock. Now in the hands of Jenkins, right corner. Back to Copas. She fires the three from the top. No good. Rebounded by Britt. Britt and Arms in a scrum for the ball, and they're saying it went out of bounds off of Katie. Tigress going to take possession. Substitutes coming to the bench for the first time. Senior Kelsey Roten and sophomore Warren Weaver check in as junior Marley Ashlock and sophomore Eliza Jenkins sit down. 3:31 to play in the first. Clay County in front by 10, 14-4. Coach Sims in that game down there earlier in Gordonsville. The biggest Clay County lead was 10. We've matched that already in this one.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, it was behind probably three quarters down there before we ever got the lead.
Tigerette pass taken away by Copas. The speedy junior across the timeline. Numbers in her favor. Works ahead to Birchie to left block. She's back outside with it now to Arms. Arms to Roten. Roten over to Copas. Right wing. Copas resets the offense. Weaver posted up down low. Birchie up high. Long shot taken by Copas. Top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Bradley Birchie. Her putback no good, but she was fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. And we're going to see 00 Courtney Dillard pick up that one. Her first personal as Burchett has two shots. Coach, she hit 16 free throws, and from the records I put together from your stats and some others, I think that may be a record for a Lady Bulldog in a game, 16
oh, really?
Free throws.
I knew she hit a lot the other night. I didn't know what the record was.
I had an opportunity to make a bunch more. I'm pretty sure she had like 25 attempts.
I believe went 16 of 26, perhaps, according to Coach Walker. Burchett made good on both of those. Is that right, Thomas? 16-4 now the score. Clay County in front by 12. Tigerettes with the ball. They come across the timeline. Dillard has it right wing. Goes back out top to Manor. Manor works inside. That pass stolen away. Actually, no, it was maintained by Gordon's. Well, Manor gets back a hold of it. She's defended by Copas at the top of the key. That ball goes off of Manor's foot, out of bounds. Clay County takes back over. Copas really shaking her up.
Yeah. We're giving them fits with all this pressure defense.
Kind of a two-man jump trap out top, I guess. Yeah, Coach.
I guess it may be like a half-court running jump or something. I don't even know what you call it.
Clay County with the basketball. Katie Arms left wing, goes to Lauren Weaver, left baseline. Tries to work across the paint to Burchett. That pass stolen, though. Burchett desperately trying to hold on. Tigerettes do get it, and head coach Jake Dillard wants a 30-second timeout. His second timeout taken of the contest. 2 minutes remain here in the first quarter. Clay County in front by 12, 16-4.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here in Salina, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 16-4 here, about midway through, or 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. And Marley Ashlar, great start for her, 7 points tonight.
She's hot. She's had two jumpers go in and a long three-pointer. We see another Gordonsville turnover, very similar to how we played at Pickett County.
Yeah. I don't think we did hard at this, but at least we did get a shot every once in a while. They had shot him two or three times.
That's true. Minute 45 and ticking. Clay County with the basketball. Copas top of the key. Goes to Roten, left wing. Now back to Copas. Weaver posted up high. Heavy head inside. Posted down low. It goes to head. She goes back out top to Copas. Copas wanted to fire another three. Ends up driving. Hands off to Arms. She fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Kelsey Roten. Roten dribbles it back out. Goes to Arms. Now back to Roten. Kelsey circles around the top of the key, goes to Copas. Copas tried to go cross court. It's a nice idea, but Tigerette slapped the ball out of bounds. She was looking for Katie Arms at the left block. Clay County does maintain possession, though. Bradley Burchett comes back in. Abby Head sets down after a few minutes relief for the freshman. Copas works it into Arms. Arms back to Copas, left corner. Copas now out top. Hands off to Arms. She drives. Free throw lane. Now dishes off to Weaver. Weaver back to Copas. Good ball movement by the Lady Dogs. Roten. Now Burchett. Now Arms. Fires the three left wing. Yeah. Knocked it down. Katie Arms, specialist from behind the arc. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Clay County with a healthy 15-point lead. I'm glad to see it going this way. I did not expect this big of a quarter.
I didn't expect it to be this much. I thought we'd play better than we did down there.
Now a 13-point lead as we see Lily Manor, the sophomore, add two from right block. Clay Kenny quickly now back down the court in the hands of Katie Yarv. She's fouled by Courtney Dillard. Her second personal. Arm's going to go to the line to shoot two. 33 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Clay County in front, 19-6. Arms looks to extend that lead. First one's away, no good off the back of the iron. Didn't take her time there.
I don't know.
Burgett comes out, Copas comes out, Abby Head and Zoe Hayes checks in. On the floor for Clay County, Katie Arms, who's about to shoot her second free throw. Freshman Abby Head, sophomore Lauren Weaver, sophomore Zoe Hayes, and senior Kelsey Roden. Arms misses that second one, is well rebounded by Manor. Manor in the trap. Weaver gets the steal from her. Ends up going out of bounds, though. Still Tigerette ball. Nice pressure by the long Weaver. Tigerette's inbound. Still half a minute remaining in this opening quarter. Clay County with that 13-point lead, 19-6. Manor to inbound. Full court man pressure being applied. The ball's worked in, and there's another turnover. We see freshman Abby Head with good defense against Brooklyn Stewart, who couldn't hang on to the inbound play, and Clay Kenny takes it back over.
Really impressed with this Clay County defense right now in this first quarter.
We're pressuring the ball as good as I've seen this all year. Garth is not handling it very good at all.
Clay County inbounds the ball. Zoe Hayes has it near the timeline. Just letting this first quarter dwindle away, down to 20 seconds and ticking.
Coach a little different here against the zone, holding for the last shot. We won't see a high ball screen this time.
No, probably not. I need to start it a little quicker, but it's done too late now.
6 seconds on the clock. Hayes left wing, gets the head. Head tries to hand off to Burchett. She's got it. Jumper, no good. Rebounded by the Tigerettes. And the first quarter ends. 19-6, Clay County in front. Stay with us.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Back here live for second quarter action. Clay County with a big first quarter, perhaps the biggest of the year. 19 points scored. Marley Ashlock with seven of them.
She has, and then Katie Arms also has eight in this quarter, so 15 from the two juniors.
Great offensive push for them. Arms down at Gordonsville earlier this year was held to only 4 points. As we see a three-pointer hit by Katie Vaden, the sophomore. Good distance shot for her. And it's back to a 10-point game. Clay County 19. Gordonsville 9. Black and gold with the ball. Eliza Jenkins with it. Right wing. Goes to Arms. Back to Jenkins. On the floor for Clay County, we see Arms, Jenkins, Kovas, Weaver, and Burchett. We've not seen Izzy Hale much in the last two contests. She was playing a lot of minutes around Christmas time and before. I'm not sure if Coach Walker's just decided to go a different route, or maybe she's gipped up.
While Burchett was out. For the most part.
That's true. She kind of replaced her on the post.
All right.
7:20 and ticking. A foul was called against Gordonsville. I missed who it was attributed to. And Clay County loses possession of the basketball. One of the few turnovers they've had tonight. Little Britt with it. Comes this way for the Tigerettes. Her jumper no good. Rebounded by Copas. Copas quickly back across the line. 3-on-1. Odds not in her favor, so she pulls a jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Gordonsville. Katie Arms ties it up, though we should see a jump ball. We had a whistle with no signal. Yeah, we're going to have a jump ball call. Possession arrow in favor of Gordonsville.
I don't think they called a jump ball. I believe it was an inadvertent whistle.
Inadvertent whistle. Clay County ball. It's not Gordon's ball. Blake and Gold have it. Katie Yarbrough's the inbound. Works it into Copas. Right corner. She circles around, drives into the paint, tried to dish back to Arms, and Gordonsville comes up with another turnover as Copas is fast one out of bounds. Clay County yet to match that first quarter magic here in the first minute of the second. 6:50 on the clock. Gordonsville with it. Manor comes across the timeline, works ahead to Gotchkoff. She's at left wing, and a foul's going to be called against Lauren Weaver. Lauren picks up her first personal of the contest, Clay County's third team foul. Tiger Edge, the inbound. Coach Sims, we talked about in the Mighty Bulldog history how Gordonsville has made three state tournament appearances, those consecutively from 1997 through 99, I believe it was. Maybe it's 95 through 97, either way.
No, I think it's 97 through 99.
Yeah, I know some great teams there that y'all battled with. Of course, we've got action to call. Perhaps we'll get time to talk about that in a little bit. Gordonsville with the ball. Another turnover. Marley Ashdod comes up with a steal quickly to Copa. She's a help court to Burchett. Burchett misses the layup. Could have been a foul, but no whistles blowing. That's fine by me. We saw enough whistles in the Red Bulling games Tuesday night to last me for a while. Kick ball here on the Gordonsville end. 6:15 on the clock. I know the great player from those teams was something Armistead. Is that right?
Brooke Armistead.
Yeah, Brooke. Okay.
She wasn't on him. Butch Hagee was the coach. He had a bunch of good players. Went on to have a great college career.
Austin Peay, is that right?
Yeah. All-time leading scorer at Austin Peay, men and women.
Lady governors and governors programs. Right. That's impressive. Very impressive.
Her and Paige Smith, that coached here at one time, were roommates up there.
Oh, okay. Katie Arms of the line to shoot two. She was fouled. Shot was no good. That's why she's there to shoot two. Knocks down the front end of that free throw. Arms again. Releases. That one good. Katie had missed her prior two. She knocks down both of those, though. Clay County in front by 12, 21-9.
Arms into double figures with that. She's got 10 on the night.
On the floor for Clay County, Ashlock, Burchett, Copas, Roten, and Jenkins. Gordonsville with the basketball. Number 33 has it right wing. That's Grandstaff. She works back over to Baden. Baden back to Grandstaff, right corner. Gives it up to Manor. Manor back over to Baden in the right corner. She's under heavy pressure. Maya got away with a walk as she goes across to Grandstaff again. Now back out top of the Manor. Lots of ball movement. A three-pointer taken by Grandstaff, and she knocks it down. The sophomore hitting it from distance. 21-12 now the score. 5.5 to play here in the first half. Clay County's been comfortably in front the whole time. Gordonsville, though, trying to cut into that lead. Bradley Burchett, left baseline, kicks it across to Copas. She drives right baseline. Jumper, no good. Rebounded by Burchett. Put back, no good. Rebounded by Ashlock. Her put back, no good. Rebounded by Jenkins, but whistles blow and an offensive foul called over the back against Ashlock. Second personal for Marvey. Clay County's fourth team foul. Clay County is in the bonus. Gordonsville with 17 fouls. So Clay County will shoot 1-1 throughout this second quarter for fouls on the floor. Tiger hits with the ball. Another steal. Rachel Copas comes up with it. She's at left block. Dishes across the Ashlock. That pass intercepted by the Tiger hits, and they reclaim possession. Gordonsville's come up with several steals in this quarter.
Yeah, I thought we was going to get through there.
Britt comes down quickly to her end. She throws it out of bounds. Things getting a little sloppy here, and the Black and Gold take back over. 4:45 to play in the second. Clay County in front by 9, 21-12. Copas across the timeline. Gives up to Arms. Arms back to Copas. Now Burchett, left corner. Back out top to Copas. Ashlock posted up at the high post free throw line. She ends up going low. Now ball's in Jenkins' hands. Misses a shot. Rebounded by Burchett. Put back no good. Rebound off the hands of Jenkins, and Gordonsville takes back over. Clay County not scoreless here in the quarter, but they have only scored two in what's half of a quarter here, Coach Sims. Yeah, really, right. Slow down.
Riley's having a hard time getting it in the hole down there after having the big night Tuesday night. He's had a couple of point blank misses.
The good thing, Gordon's will not exactly lighten it up either, though. A three-pointer taken and missed by Baden. Rebounded by Burchett. Burchett was fouled.
We're 1-1 now.
And she will go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. That foul called against number 21. That's going to be Brooklyn Stewart, her first. Gordon's will take. Halfway through this second quarter, Clay County in front by 11, actually by 9, 21-12. As Burchett misses the front end of that one, Gordon's with the rebound. Coach Walker took the opportunity to talk to his other four players. We didn't even have anybody down there in the paint.
No.
3:50 to go in the second. Gordonsville basketball. This is a Gordonsville team that's 9-8 overall, 3-4 in the district. They've not really beaten anybody they weren't supposed to beat. They've beaten Jackson and Monterey. As they do have 2 points here, and that is going to be number 22, Lizzie Manor, doing it from the right block. 21-14 now the score, 7-point game.
Yeah, we need to score a little.
3.5 minutes in the second. Copas with it, top of the key. Now Jenkins, now Burchett down low, now Katie Arms. She drives from right wing and an offensive foul call. Katie Arms picks up her first personal.
Yeah, after playing some good the first quarter, we're not doing too good the second quarter.
No.
We'll turn it over more than we've done anything.
We see freshman Izzy Hale check in. Freshman Riley Burchett coming to the bench. On the floor for Clay County, Jenkins, Arms, Copas, Ashlock, and Hale. 3:15 and ticking. Gordonsville basketball. They trail now by 7. Big possession for them. They could draw it within a two-possession game with points on this possession. Manor with it. Left wing. She's defended by Arms. Works down low to number 21. That's going to be Stewart, and she's called for the travel. Gordonsville, their own worst enemy tonight.
Yeah. I think we're playing a boxing one now. I'm just with it. But they didn't hold within the whole game.
And who are we isolating?
Liza's chasing 23, I believe it
okay,
is.
Okay, Britt. Now, she is their leading scorer most nights. Sloppy ball handling by Copas almost threw it away. KDR saves the loose ball, though. Arms drives, dishes out to Ashlock. Ashlock back to Jenkins. Jenkins drives the left elbow, kicks it out to Arms. Arms now kicks it to Ashlock. And another offensive foul called against KDR's coach. What's your opinion of that?
Well, I really wasn't looking at it. I don't know.
We saw a lot of charges called.
Like I said, they're playing a 2-3. It's hard to penetrate against a 2-3. You know, if you just got to pull up, shoot it, or kick it out, or do something other than running over somebody. Because they're going to call them, evidently.
Two personal fouls for Katie Arms here in this first half. Gordon's with the basketball. Three-point shot taken and missed. And the whistle blows, jump ball call. Copas and Stewart were tied up for it. Possession arrow in the Tigerettes' favor. Score still is 21-14. 2:27 to play in the second as Gordonville inbounds the basketball. Britt with it, takes the jumper from left elbow, no good. Rebound Lauren Weaver. Weaver to Copas. Copas quickly now across the timeline. Head full of steam. Dishes down to Ashlock, running jumper.
Yeah, needed that.
9 point for Ashlock and the first for Clay County in a while. Only 4 points scored in this second quarter thus far.
The other two were early in the quarter, too.
2 minutes left to play in this second quarter. Tigerettes with the ball. Britt with it. No, it's not Britt. It's Grandstaff. Left wing. Works back to Manor. Manor kicks it over to Vaden. Right wing. She's inside to Stewart. Stewart back out to Manor. And that pass now stolen by Copas. Copas with a lot of steals tonight. I hope assistant coach Andrew Meadows is getting a tally on those because she's got a lot. Jenkins fires a three. No good. And we've got a foul called against Marley Ashlock down here.
Now they're in a 1-1.
Ashlock picks up her third personal of this contest.
Third.
I think I'm right on that.
Yeah, we're definitely playing a boxing one. Watch that last trip.
Bring it blind to shoot the front end of the 1-1. I think that's a lot of the challenge each night, Coach. Bring it misses that. Weaver gets the rebound. He's just learning what the officials are going to call that night and adapting your game to that.
That's right.
We have a whistle. The officials are going to conference. Head official here wants to talk to his two constituents.
I don't know what's going on. I haven't seen that in a while. I've never
is
seen
that. Williams? Is his name Williams?
Dustin. And,
veteran official. I think he has a question about a possession arrow, perhaps.
Maybe. Yeah, he's a good ref.
He is.
He's the...
from Baxter, I believe.
Softball coach at Baxter, I think. Or at Upperman.
One of... at one time, of course, he was a young official. Now he's a veteran.
Yeah.
He's been around a while.
Yeah, he was... He was revving when I was coaching, you know. I've been out 4 years now.
I'm not sure what transpired. It is Clay County basketball. Minute 25 to play in the first half. Clay County does have a 9-point lead, 23-14. Cherokee Upton's in for the first time tonight. She works cross court to Kelsey Roden, Roden to Copas. Now back to Upton. Fires the three from right wing, in and out. Good looking shot, just did not fall though. Gordons will get the rebound. It's going to be Gotchkoff. She works across the timeline, works to Manor. Now back to Gotchkoff. Gotchkoff dishes off on the post to number 21. That's Stewart, and she misses everything on her shot. Copas gets the rebound. Copas now drives all the way down the right block, dishes across to Burchett. Burchett outside to Upton. She fires a three. Hit it. Cherokee Upton, a good set shooter.
Yeah.
Not so good necessarily off the dribble behind the arc, but if she's set up.
Yeah, she's one of our better shooters.
A good catch and shoot player. Half a minute to play here in the second quarter. 26-14 the score. Clay County in front by 12. Gotchkoff, one of her few shots on the net. Banks no good. Rebounded by Roden. She dishes off to Copas. Copas going to slow it down, play for the last shot.
It's 2-3 they're playing. They're playing it fairly tight. It's almost impossible to get the ball inside against a tight 2-3. You about got to hit some shots out on the floor.
They have neutralized Burgett tonight on the post.
Yeah. She's...
3 seconds. Upton. Three-pointer. Left corner. No good. Second quarter ends. It is halftime here. 26-14 the score. We will come back and do the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County leads by 12.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, having a special moment here at Clay County High School right now, inducting five new members into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. We are going to go ahead and give a little halftime update here. Clay County scored 19 points in that first quarter, 8 for Katie Arms, 7 for Margaret Ashlock, to give them that huge first quarter lead, 19-6. Over the visiting Lady Tigerettes. 7 points only scored for Clay County in the 7th. 8 for Gordonsville. They did outscore us by 1 there. Katie Arms at halftime has 10 to lead Clay County. Marley Ashlock has 9. Bradley Burchett has 2. And Rachel Copas has 2. For Gordonsville, looks like Katie Baden leads the way with 5. Lily Manor has 4. Katie Grandstaff has 3. And Lyra Brett has 2. Stay with us here for more information on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Sorry for the long delay there, folks. Just didn't want to be talking a whole lot during that induction ceremony. We just witnessed the induction of the five newest Clay County Sports Hall of Fame members, Deanna Dawson, Julian, Sailor Walden, Kenny Garrett, the late John Clark Donaldson, and Gary J. Strong. I talked pretty loud, and I kind of found it inappropriate to be doing a lot of commentary during that time, Coach Sims. I know personally you coach Deanna, but and you could talk a lot about her, but just maybe briefly mention your thoughts on that class of the five newest members.
No complaint, you know, for me with any of them. They're all deserving. You know, there was I think everybody on the ballot this year was deserving. You know, we only put five in, so some of the ones that didn't get in this year maybe will next year. But yeah, I thought, you know, Gary J. Me and him go back. I remember playing against him in grade school. Of course, he was a whole lot better than I ever was. But we actually went to college together and played on some intramural teams out of MTSU. And yeah, he was a really, really good player at that time. I know he was in high school because I watched him play some. Then we coached against each other and with each other over the years. And he's a good friend of mine. You know, we talked together out here for 10 years or so. And I've always thought a lot of him and his family. Kenny Garrett was a really good football player. You know, I remember him. He graduated about the time I started teaching, I guess, maybe a year or two after that. But I went to all the games, and, man, he was a headhunter on defense. And Slater, of course, saw him play all his career. You know, he was one of our better athletes at that time in the mid-2000s. Like I said, good baseball player, really good basketball player, could play football, too.
Right.
You know, he didn't play in high school a whole lot, 1 year, I think. But, you know, he's well-deserving. Of course, John Clark, so I wasn't around when he played, but I just know the kind of man he was.
Right.
You know, he was just a great person, I thought. And he's, I'm sure, well-deserving on his athletic performance when he was in high school. Of course, Deanna, you know, I coached her. I've talked about her the other night some. You know, she's one of the best point guards I ever had. She might not have been hardly as athletic as some of them, but, you know, she had a really good head on her shoulders. You weren't going to take the ball away from her. She'd make the right decision, and, you know, she helped us win a lot of big games, you know, and go to the state tournament, you know, 2 years, finished runner-up 1 year, Final Four 1 year, and probably her senior year, me and her both still, you know, gnash teeth over that. You know, it's probably the best record of any team I ever had when we got beat. We were 27-2, you know, and playing a good friendship team that we had beat twice that year, but I don't know. We just didn't play good that night, and they did, and sent us to the house. You know, that's still
was the Region Semis.
Region Semis. Yeah, us and Clark Range both got sent to the house the same night. Mm. And friendship in Westmoreland ends up going to the state. And I think us and Clark Range were better than either one of them, but they just got us on the same night, you know, and that was, well, that was hard to swallow. Still is. It's been, as in 2003, it's been, what, 17 years, but and it still hurts.
Thomas, I did a horrible job of sharing your typical halftime wrap-up. I wouldn't even call it a wrap-up. I shared a few things. Uncle Don Napier had began the ceremonies here at halftime, and I just didn't feel right. I was afraid everybody in the house could hear me over him, and I just kind of cut it short. And anything of interest there statistically? I mentioned a few things, but you just act like I didn't do anything.
Well, I mean, Clay County got off to a great start, just like I'm sure you mentioned, went up 19-6 at the end of the first quarter. And then I don't know what happened there, Coach, but just everything just went.
Quit hitting
went
anything.
Fine.
Yeah, we just didn't do much for about 5 minutes.
Scored us 8-7 in that second anemic quarter there, and for your halftime lead of 26-14. You know, Clay County still out ahead by a pretty good margin, but just didn't put it away in that second quarter.
That's right. That does conclude the Poplar Grove Bunch Shop Halftime Show. Third quarter action is underway. Clay County has the basketball. They flipped into the floor. They'll be scoring at the hoop to our right during this half. Gordon's will the hoop to our left. 7:45 on the clock. Clay County passing it around out top. Eliza Jenkins has it. Has it stolen from her, though, by number 15, Olivia Brown. I'm not doing a great job learning the names of these Gordonsville players tonight. I'll try to do the best I can for you to bring it to you. And Bradley Merchant got away with one there. She fouled into Vera Britt and actually may have hit her head on the floor. She's got up shaking, Coach.
Yeah.
It's going to be Gordonsville basketball. Nah, she's just laughing at herself, isn't she?
Like I was talking earlier, they were in 2-3. They're tight 2-3. I mean, it's going to be hard to get the ball inside. We're going to have to move it around and hit some shots out the floor.
And we've hit a few threes.
We have.
Not a bad percentage yet there.
I mean, we turned it over the last time trying to force it. You know, it's not going to do any good to force it.
There we are again. Another turnover trying to feed the post. Gordon's will back with the basketball. Full court man pressure by Clay County. Trying to deny the Tigerettes across the timeline. So far, they've not done it. Now they get across. Manor has it out top. Works ahead to Gotchkoff. She's on right baseline. Kicks it out to Brown. Her jumper no good. Rebound by Liza Jenkins. Jenkins going to bring it coast to coast herself, perhaps. Comes all the way down. Finally hands off to Arms. Now back to Jenkins. She fires a three from the left corner. No. It was short.
Merchant fighting for the rebound, comes up with it, and a foul going to be called. Going to be called against Gotchkoff. I thought they were going to call it against Clay County for a minute. Gotchkoff's first personal. Copas to inbound from beneath her own goal. 6:38 playing the third. 26-14 the score. Clay County in front by 12. Once again, another turnover trying to feed Merchant on the post. Not necessarily her fault there. Just kind of a bad pass, and Gotchkoff come up with it. Brett fires a three. Left wing. No good. Missed everything. Rebound Mark Ashlock. Hands off to Copas. Copas about half speed. Comes across the timeline. Hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins circles into the paint. Under pressure now, and she is going to travel. That 2-3 zone, as you mentioned, Coach, is just shut down. All drives to the basket.
Yeah, I mean, you might take a couple dribbles and kick out, but you can't get too deep because you're going to turn it over and run over somebody one. It's really not doing a whole lot of good to even try to throw it to Bridie because they got two on her. When she gets it, she's not going to do anything with it.
Well, you see your coach going to what he calls short, which is a high at the free throw line and then baseline.
Short corners.
We're just not able to reverse the ball quick enough to get those people open down there, Coach.
I mean, you should be able to get some good open outside shots if you just move the ball.
Katie Arms comes up with yet another steal. Clay County has at least 15 steals on the night. She dishes off to Copas. Copas does drive, gets in her shot. No good, though. Rebounded by Potts. Trinity Potts, the senior, pulls it down. Hands off to a guard teammate. She works ahead. It's Manor. She's going to be fouled by Jenkins. That is only Eliza's first personal of the contest. Clay County's Marley Ashlock is playing, I think, with three fouls, if I'm not mistaken. I may have that marked down wrong. And a timeout's going to be taken by Clay County. 30-second variety. Matt Walker's first of the contest. 5:39 remaining here in the third quarter. 26-14 the score.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back live here on the Horizon Sports Network. A slow second quarter has turned into a slow third quarter so far. 26-14 the score. Just not a lot of points. Clay County had 19 points in that first quarter. Only 7 points since then in around a quarter and a half of action. Gordonsville with the basketball. Potts now to Gotchkoff. Gotchkoff drives. Has it knocked out of her hands by Burchett. Picks up a loose ball, and she does circle back out. Does Gotchkoff. Works across to Britt. Britt's fouled by Burchett. Briley picks up her second personal, and Britt's going to go to the line to shoot two. We fooled around and allowed Gordonsville to stay here in this. 12 points.
Yeah, nobody scored his half. But...
No. Opportunity for Britt to bring her team to 10 points, and she can't convert on the first of the free throws.
Well, I mean, like I said, we just got to realize what they're doing down there and, you know, try to attack, try to get some outside, good outside shots. And it's some of the most frustrating games I've ever had is when somebody did this and you couldn't hit one out the floor.
Right.
You know.
Britt does hit one of those free throws. Clay County now in front. I was going to say by 11, but Katie Arms makes it 14. There's one of those outside shots.
Yeah, I mean, all you got to do is take it one side and swing it back real quick. You'll get a good look, you know, if you hit it. I think Katie and Marty both, and Liza, she hit one, I think, you know.
Nothing jerky.
They can shoot it.
I'd rather shoot
a good wide-open three than drive it in there and turn it over.
Katie Baden adds two for the Tigerettes, 29-17 the score. 12-point difference here.
She snuck back door and got it in there.
Finally did. Marty Ashlock snuck back door, as Coach said, on the right-hand baseline. Had a nice assist from Copas, I believe it was, perhaps Arms. Thomas, did you catch who made that pass?
I missed it, Daniel, but that puts two in double figures. Katie Arms has 13, and Marty Ashlock with 11.
Ashlock with a steal, hands off to Copas. Copas drives, misses the shot, rebounded by the Tigerettes. Whistles blow, travel. Black and gold going to steal the possession. Here is Weaver. And Roten check back in. We're going to see Ashlock and Jenkins sit down. on the floor for Clay County. Burchett, Arms, Kofus, Roden, and Weaver. Kofus inbound, 4:11 on this third quarter clock, 31-17 the score. Clay County in front by 14. Bradley Burchett going to go to the line to shoot two, as she was fouled by Britt. That is Lyra Britt's second personal, I believe. As Merchant knocks down the front end of her pair of free throws, Zoe Hayes checks in, Copas checks out. Merchant is in line to shoot another. Fires and misses. Rebound, Gotchkoff. Gotchkoff will be picked up by Weaver. Gotchkoff works across the line, tries to go coast-to-coast, can't do it. A whistle blows. A foul's going to be called against Clay County. I believe it was Burchett or Roden, and I do see 21. Actually, 12. I didn't see Lauren there close to the ball. Separation came in at the timeline, and I believe they may have gave Weaver one that she didn't deserve, but that's okay. It's only her second. Gordon's with the ball, another steal. Katie Arms has it, 2-on-1. It turns Zoe Hayes, works ahead to Hayes. Now back to Arms, right jumper, good. She's going to go to the line to shoot another as Potts was called for the foul. Nice ball handling between the junior and the sophomore. And that's what I want to see, Coach. Players like Zoe perfect. Hayes brought into this, getting some good chemistry with these older girls.
Yeah, that was perfect. You know, 2-on-1, how to attack it. You know, two passes. Pretty. Yeah. Right.
Arms knocks down the free throw, completes the three-point play, and all of a sudden, Clay County now has got hot again. They are up by 18 points, 35-17.
Should have had a
Pat with the ball. Manor has it. Works across the Gotchkoff. Gotchkoff called for the charge. Offensive foul called by Abby Gotchkoff. And Clay County with an opportunity to extend their lead to 20 or beyond. 35-17 currently, 3:30 to play in the third quarter. Zoe Hayes runs the point, kicks it over to Roten. Now back to Hayes inside the Burchett high post. Burchett finally left that low post and was able to get the ball in high post, but she kicks it out to Arms. Arms to Weaver, just passing around the perimeter, looking for a shot. Roten has one, fires from right wing. Yeah, Kelsey Roten knocks it down. Just like you were saying, quickly swing it,
right,
and you're going to get the shot.
You will. You might have to, you know, take one side back a couple times. You'll get a shot pretty quick.
Timeout taken on the floor. A full timeout by Jake Dillard. 3:12 to play in the third. Clay County in front by 21, 38-17.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
3:12 remains in third as we're back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. 38-17 the score. Clay County finally climbing out to a comfortable lead in this one. It's not over yet, though. Tigerettes with the basketball. Brown with it, right wing. Hands off to Manor. Manor drives. Foul's going to be called against number 30, Zoe Hayes, unless the officials decide different. It is Hayes that picks it up. Her first personal. Once again, I've got to mention that great Hall of Fame induction we saw at halftime of the girls' game. Pick up your local Del Hall Horizon for some good pictures of that 2019 10th Hall of Fame class. Clay County with the basketball. Pass stolen away. Weaver trying to work down to Burchett on the post, and another good steal by the long-armed Courtney Dillard, the freshman, who's played a lot of minutes tonight. Hands back off to Manor. Manor across the timeline. Tigerettes with the ball. Britt drives baseline. Shot up. No good. Rebound by Weaver. She quickly hands off to Copas. Copas quickly across the timeline. She wants to go. I can see it in her eyes. She does back out. Still tries to score. Goes across now to Burgett. Burgett back across to Copas. Copas hands off to Weaver. Weaver back to Copas. Has an overlook at three. Takes it. Does Rachel. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Diller. Good boys game coming up after this one. Gordon's will the only team to have beaten Rob Edwards' Bulldogs this year in district play, at least.
Right.
Clay County has two losses, one to York Institute, and the other two Gordon's. Well, I know that they're kind of strange to say new when you talk about Greg Bibb, but Gordon's was new boys head coach.
Right.
Greg Bibb, the longtime veteran from Piggy County, he's just immediately, his presence has transformed that program, I believe.
Yeah, I thought it would be a kind of a step up when they hired him.
Another turnover for the Tigerettes. And that upcoming boys game is for currently first place in District 6A, Thomas.
It is. It's going to be a good one, Daniel. And like you said, looking for a little redemption, Clay County will be.
So, Gardner's only lost one district game.
Yep. That was to Monterey? Red Bowling. Sure did. Of course, Red Bowling with Marsh. You know, they're tough to beat. Clay County had to fight hard to do it the other night.
That really surprised me that we lost down there. I mean, I was there and saw the game. We led the first half, but they had a Gregory kid second half left-handed. We didn't guard him. He just beat us off the dribble.
Yeah, he ended up with 20-something.
Yeah.
Cherokee Upton knocks down a triple for Clay County here. And Rachel Covas comes up with a steal quickly. She's going to have an open layup, and it's good. Clay County on a run, 43-19 now the score. We didn't have to play in the third. The black and gold starting to extend this lead. The most they led by, as we mentioned, when the teams met earlier this year was 10 points. Right now, they're leading by what I think is 24 points.
22 now
is two more points are added by Britt. I believe Michael Miller announced. Bradley Burchett is going to score. His Bulldogs played quickly. And she'll go to the line to shoot another. She was fouled on the good shot. Brent picks up her fourth personal. Thomas, who was the Tigerette scorer down here a moment ago?
Olivia Brown.
Oh, okay. Brown with the points as Burchett added two more at her end. She's at the line to try to complete the three-point play. Foul shots away, no good. Rebounded. It was going to be by Weaver, but a foul's called, double zero. Courtney Dillard, and we're going to see Weaver go to the line to shoot two. It's Clay County's now in the bonus. I guess that was the seventh team foul because it wasn't a shooting foul. They do have bonus on Clay County. Only 16 fouls showing for Gordon's was Weaver knocks down the...
Well, she just get one.
She just got one. That's strange. Mark it good for Weaver. One free throw.
I don't understand what happened there.
I don't either. Katie Arms steals another Gordon's inbound pass. Adds two more points for her own with a nice
She didn't score and get fouled, did she?
No.
Riley
got a free throw. Lauren got the rebound. They called a foul on Dillard. She went to the line, hit one, and that was it. Very curious.
I don't know what they're doing.
Dillard with it now for the Tigerettes. Her shot's up. No good. Rebounded by Upton. Cherokee playing a nice game tonight. She's hit two three-pointers. Upton works it to Copas. Copas now under a bit of pressure. Beats that pressure. Gets it ahead to Weaver. She's at the top of the key to Arms. Fires the three. No good. Clay County with a chance. If they hustle to get an offensive rebound, they cannot do it. Tigerette's going to take the ball as it went out of bounds. 26 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Clay County with a healthy 27-point lead, 48-21.
Yeah, it's been about this third quarter, guys. You know, went on a run. I'll have to count it up. But they've basically outscored the Tigerettes. They doubled them up almost here.
I think we've outscored them 22-5 this quarter.
That's a bunch.
Or seven. It's 26 to what, 14 at halftime? I guess
22-7.
Yeah, 22-7.
Clay County with the ball after Gordon's will miss. We're going to have 2 points at it for Izzy Hale, her first of the contest. 5 seconds now remaining in the third quarter. Clay County in front by 29 points, 50-21. Foul's going to be called as the quarter ends. That foul's going to be against Rachel Copas. That'll be her first personal of the contest. Clay County with a huge 29-point lead, 50-21 here at the end of the third.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 50-21. The Lady Bulldogs outscored the Tigerettes 24-7 in the third quarter to put this game on ice as they head into the fourth.
Tigerettes with the basketball to start this fourth. Three-pointer going to be taken by Courtney Dillard. No good. Rebounded by Copas. Copas has really hustled a lot tonight. Done a nice job. Don't have a ton of points, but he's played very well. Burchett with it. 12-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by Grandstaff. Grandstaff works ahead to Baden. Baden across the timeline. She was fouled by Ashlock, but no whistles blow. They've kind of let them play tonight. Gotchkoff, right elbow. Kicks it over to Dillard. She drives baseline. Cut off by Burchett. Back out to Gotchkoff. Gotchkoff tries the baseline. Once again, Burchett cuts it off. Back outside to Dillard. Dillard back to Gotchkoff. Third time, baseline drive. Blocking foul called against Burchett. Bradley did a nice job. Three times they tried to get past her. It took the third, and they do have a foul. Should be to the line to shoot 1-1. Clay County in front by a bunch, 29 points, 50-21. Coach Sims, you were telling me during break you had a chance to go up to Terre Haute, Indiana, and watch the pride of Clay County, Tyreek Key. Did you get a chance to visit with him after?
Yeah, we did. His mother was there, and she told us before the game, she said, he'll come up here in the stands and talk to us after it's over. So she came over where me and my wife were at, and he came up, and we talked a while, and his girlfriend came up, and we met her and talked to her a little. But, yeah, it was nice to see him and talk to him some.
Probably looks just a little different, didn't when you graduated, a little thicker to have him.
Yeah, out on the court, you can definitely tell he's been in the weight room a little, but he don't look that much different.
Still the same old humble Tyreek.
Yeah, can't, hard to get words out of him.
It may be a good thing we weren't doing interviews back then, Thomas. When Tyreek was here, it may have been tough to have got him to talk, as we see Bradley Burchett hit two and go to the line to shoot an and one. Clay County takes now a 52-23 lead. The Tigerettes had scored two, as me and Coach were talking there. Tyreek, of course, in his junior season, the fourth quickest ever sycamore to score 1,000 points. I know that happened a few weeks ago. All of us, of course, continue to follow his career and talking with Coach Edwards about it. And I know this isn't a big shocker, but he is just flat out convinced that Tyreek Key will be paid to play basketball here in about 2 years.
He could be.
I don't know at what level, perhaps, but he's going to do it.
He probably play overseas anyway. You know, he could, you know, get an NBA. Who knows? He's an awfully good player.
I think a lot of his intangibles, even in professional ball that he brings, I think the administration over a team would appreciate the character that he has and the type worker he is. So that's probably going to take him a long way right there. Tigerettes miss a three-pointer. Rebounded by the black and gold, Eliza Jenkins. She's across the timeline to Weaver. Weaver now to Roten. Roten fires the three. No good. Weaver going to be called for a personal. No, I'm wrong. It's going to be Jenkins called for that personal.
He told me he was planning on trying to graduate next Christmas. So he'll graduate a semester early. He's taking some classes in the summer, and he said he probably would this summer too. So hopefully he'll have his degree before his eligibility runs out.
And that is the single most important thing in the whole process.
Right, no doubt.
That's excellent to see him do that. I know he's worked hard for it. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the fourth here. 30-point lead for Clay County. Lauren Weaver, left block.
She circles out. Would love to have seen Lauren take that little jump shot. I think she could be deadly from the six-foot range there, but decided to kick it out to Zoe Hayes, and Hayes fires the three. Knocks it down. Zoe having a nice game here. 56-23 now. Under 6 minutes to play. Gottschall fires the 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by Hayes. Hayes ahead to Jenkins. Jenkins across the timeline. Back to Hayes. Hayes fires another three. Can she do it? Yeah. Two consecutive trips down the floor. We have a Tigerette down in the backcourt that nobody's noticed. Certainly hope she's okay. Official timeout has been taken here. We're going to go ahead and play a 30-second ad. Come back, give an update on this injured player.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
We're back on here live on the Horizon Sports Network. You heard Coach Sims there. We was talking about,
should
we cut that commercial offer? Oh. We decided not to do that to Miss Melissa White, who does a lovely job on that advertisement. Under 5 minutes to play here in the fourth. 59-23 the score. Tigerettes with the basketball. Three-pointer taken and knocked down. That's number 34, Avery Crawford. A freshman. I apologize, a sophomore. Clay County with the ball. Have your head back in. On the floor for Clay County, let's do an update. Kelsey Roten, Lauren Weaver. Hannah Raines makes her first appearance. Abby Head, and also Zoe Hayes, who's got the hot hand here. She's hit 2 3-pointers in the last few minutes of gameplay. Roden drives the baseline, kicks across to Weaver. Weaver quickly to Head. Head back to Weaver. Lauren thought about a three, drives inside, a little hook shot, no good. Good look at it, though. Rebounded by Hannah Raines. Raines has not been used a whole lot here lately. She's got a good presence there on the post, though, as Zoe Hayes adds two more. Raines has kind of been that fourth place on the post. It kind of goes Burchett to Weaver, Hale, and then to Hannah. Not seen a whole lot of minutes this year as the junior, but still somebody who adds depth in that position.
She can come in and play a role with her body style, you know, and there's no doubt she's got plenty of grit to go with it. Yeah. I love the way she plays.
Yeah. Well, another one of those tough P. Ridgers. You started to comment, I think, on Zoe Hayes, Thomas.
I did. I was wanting to. I thought Zoe had played well, as did everybody in that Red Bowling game. Not a lot of minutes, but came in and was under control. And as you can see, she can score the ball, guys. She doesn't care to take it towards the basket and, you know, and put up a layup, even in her small size. And she can shoot it from three. I think she's going to be a good player for us moving forward.
I think so. She was one of the girls, as were all of them, up at Pickett County as Weaver gets a rebound off the head three-pointer. Ends up timeout taken by Matt Walker. Let's go ahead and stay on air here for a minute. We've played a lot of ads tonight. Actually, a jump ball call. Hayes up at Pickett County looked a little nervous. That was a big game. I think all the girls felt that. They just didn't play good that night. And I think probably a little bit of redemption for her. She probably personally challenged herself to improve over that performance, and she has. Izzy Hale going to go to the line to shoot two. She was fouled by Navia West, a freshman.
Well, they must have called an offensive foul.
Oh!
They did.
Okay. Offensive foul on Izzy Hale.
But you're right, Daniel, and it wasn't just Hayes.
Oh,
no title sink up there at Pickett County, and that was the difference in that Red Bowling game and giving this team some confidence, don't you think, Coach?
Yeah, and another thing, these sophomores and freshmen, you know, they've never played a whole lot, and it takes, you know, I've had really, really good players that didn't get to play a whole lot as freshmen and sophomores. Some of them just have to grow up a little, you know, and most of the ones I had get their growing up sitting on the bench and in practice. You know, these girls are getting in the game some, but now I've had a lot of players that, you know, didn't really make a contribution until their junior year. Some Hall of Fame players.
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, ideally, that's what you want. You don't want to have to start a freshman. I mean, I know somebody comes along on a rare occasion that's just that good. But
I had one class that Tasha Ashlock and Misty Brown and Emily McLaren was in, and they didn't get to play hardly at all until their senior year because they was playing behind Melissa Webb and Tia Burchett and Melissa Denton and Lori Denton. Now, Crystal Davis got to play a little more than they did, but they were really good players.
Right.
Just the bad luck of being behind some, you know, older players that were really good.
That's right.
Well, that's what, you know, you talk about freshmen starting. That's what makes Briley Burchett so impressive to me, guys, is how the game translated so quickly, or this level did for her.
I've also had players that step in as freshmen and, you know, was ready to go. T.I. Islock stepped in from, you know, from the get-go. Holly Wright, same way, you know.
Amanda Kendall,
you know, you have a few that are ready, you know, to step in there.
Of course, when we talk about Amanda Kendall and Holly Wright and Tia Ashlock Arms, we talk about three of the greatest.
All right.
Under a minute to play in this one. Sorry we drifted a little bit from the action here, but no points have been scored. 61-26 is the score. Clay County in front. On the floor for the Bulldogs, we see Dory McClain, Kennedy May, Cherokee Upton, Hannah Raines, and Izzy Hale. Coach Walker going to his bench. Looks like everybody's seen action of that. Always a great thing. Hannah Raines almost adds two. Her little putback off of a miss was no good, though. Rebounded by the Tigerettes, and we're under half a minute to play. Clay County going to walk away with a nice district win here. They're going to go to 12-8 on the season, 7-2 in the district. Those losses, of course, coming to Pickett and the Cars Range. We still have an opportunity to avenge those losses. Have not met either of those teams yet again. We'll be doing so, and you can hear those games live on the Horizon Sports Network as the rest of the district games through this regular season. Buzzer sounds here at Clay County High School. Gordonsville Tigerettes go down 26-61 to the home team. Clay County Lady Bulldogs will get the big win. Stay with us here as we come back for our post-game show.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member.
Welcome to the Cumberland Exteriors Lady Dog Wrap-Up, where I can tell you Clay County defeated Gordonsville 61-26 here, Coach. And, you know, it's kind of two big pushes from the Lady Dogs. They came out and got off to a really good start, jumped out to a 19-6 lead, and then this thing, the wheels fell off there in the second quarter, and they only led by a dozen at halftime. And then in the third, blew out the Tigerettes 24-7 in that third quarter to gain control. So we kind of saw it in spurts tonight from the Lady Dogs.
I thought probably the key to the game was our defense tonight. You know, we turned them over, you know, a lot in the first quarter. You know, they played 2 or 3 minutes. They hadn't even taken a shot yet. You were going down and scored. Marty got a real good start. I think had about 7 points there in the first 2 or 3 minutes. And like I said, too, you know, they packed a 2-3 in on us. And I didn't think we attacked it very good in the second quarter when we wasn't scoring. We was trying to do stuff that you can't do against the packed in 2-3. You know, you just got to move the ball and take some outside shots. One time we got a back door on them in the third quarter. But, yeah, you're right. First quarter and third quarter was probably, you know, it's when we made our biggest runs. But, again, I thought our defense, we played a box of one for the first three quarters. We pretty much shut down their best score, and they had a hard time with our pressure, you know, the rest of it. So, yeah, I thought that was the key to the win.
Well, I agree with you. And it was at those times when they were playing good, you know, it was kind of a new-look team.
It is.
In my opinion. Different energy about them,
right,
Coach. And I think, you know, that Red Bull and win earlier this week was kind of maybe a turning point in the season.
Hopefully it was. You know,
team.
Like I said, last Friday night, you know, we were kind of shaking our heads. You know, what in the world are we going to do the rest of the year?
Yeah.
But because we played awful. But now the last two games, I don't think we could have played a whole lot better. Of course, tonight, Clark Range plays at Red Bullen. Kind of interesting to see how that one turns out. Red Bullen almost beat them at Clark Range last week. So, I mean, Clark Range will probably still win, but I'm interested to see how it turns out.
Well, Coach, good win here for the Lady Bulldogs. And leading the way for Clay County was Katie Arnes with 18 points. Had a big, had 8 points in that third quarter. Marty Ashlock, who started off hot with 7 points, finished with 11 tonight. Riley Burchett had 8. Rachel Cobb was 4. Zoe Hayes had 8 in relief.
Yeah, she
hit 2 3-pointers. Cherokee Upton hit 2 3-pointers for 6 points. Kelsey Roten hit 1 for 3 points. And Lauren Weaver had a lone free throw that we still can't figure out.
Yeah, I still wonder about that.
And then nobody in double figures for Gordonsville.
Oh,
so it goes back to what you said, Coach. It was a defensive night.
It was. We played about as good as we could have on defense, I think. I don't know how many turnovers they had. It was directly because of our pressure, I think.
Yeah. Coach, we'll see you at Travis.
Okay, time. Sounds good.
This has been the Cumberland Exteriors Lady Dog Wrap. Go by and see Parker Donalds today at Cumberland Exteriors because they are folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof, metal, and more.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County, because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors,
folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show. It's time for the Budget Pest Control Boys 6A update. Tied for first place, Clay County and Gordonsville are meeting here in front of us tonight. Clay County 17-2 overall. Those losses coming to Gordonsville and York Institute. Clay County 6-1 in the district. Gordonsville 12-6 overall. 6-1 in district play. Their loss coming against Redbourne Springs. So tonight we'll settle the current first place leader in the boys' side of District 6A. Third place in the district, Redbourne Springs, 15-7 overall, 5-2 in district play. Tonight they host Clark Range. Fourth place, Monterey, 14-4 overall, 4-2 in district play. Tonight they host Pickett County. Fifth place, Pickett County, 11-7 overall, 3-4 in the district. As we said there at Monterey, that's a good matchup between the fourth and fifth place teams. Sixth place, Trousdale County, 7-11 overall, 2-5 in the district. They are at Jackson County. Seventh place, Jackson County, 7-10 overall, 1-5 in the district. As we said, they host Trousdale. In eighth place, Clark Range, 4-16 overall, 0-7 in the district. They are at Redbourne Springs. So we have the two teams in the district tied for first going at it tonight. We have the third, actually the fourth and fifth place teams going at it. And we have the sixth and seventh place teams going at it. Good night for basketball around the Upper Cumberland. This morning's 6A update has been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. If it ain't paying rent, we'll get rid of it. Coach Watson, we saw the induction of the five newest members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame here at halftime of the girls' game. John Clark Donaldson, Deanna Donaldson, Pouviot, Sager Walden, Kenny Garrett, and Gary J. Strong. Had a chance to interview all those guys in the reception during the cafeteria. We'll be playing those interviews during the pregame show, I think, on Tuesday night's broadcast. just a good, strong class.
Yes, absolutely. Great variety there. Football players, as you said, one of the folks from the old-timers, John Clark Donaldson. Of course, at my position and stage, and I can remember John Clark playing football and basketball in high school. Remember what a force he was and how big a man he was in high school.
Sure.
And, of course, I had the pleasure of coaching Gary Strong. And like I said, I was teaching when Kenny was playing. I think I'd retired by the time Deanna was playing high school ball, but I watched her play every ball game because I think she played quite a few ball games with my niece, Amber Strong.
Yes, so she did. She's one year ahead of her.
Yeah. So I know it. All of those guys, and it's a great, as you said, a great recruit class this year of Hall of Famers.
Certainly so. I know that during those interviews, of course, we won't get much into it before we do our Carquest pregame show full coverage final word wrap-up, but Gary J. Strong speaking very emotionally, Coach, about you, just talked about you as a guiding force in his life, and I look forward to you hearing that playback of that interview, and just a strong testament to the influence that you had, not only on him, but on all the other players you coached. So we'll go ahead and wrap up the Carquest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. Thomas, let's make sure we cover it all, just like their agency does. You go ahead and start first.
Well, my policy tonight is for the Dogs to kind of stay the course here, Coach. Not to worry too much about getting revenge. You know, if they don't worry about that redemption, it will come. Because to me, Clay County's the better team. They've proven that night in and night out. Guys, we've got a contender here. And if they just keep the course, I think they'll handle Goldsboro tonight.
You know, it's like I said, you go out there and play your game every night and don't make too many changes for the opponent. And don't, of course, you worry about them, but you don't dwell on what they're going to do. You dwell on doing what you're going to do and do it right on both ends of the floor, offense and defense. And if you do that, you're going to come out on top most of the time.
You talked about that against Ribbon Springs on our last broadcast, how we didn't need to let them dictate what we wanted to do. Let's dictate to them what we're going to do.
And make them try to stop us.
Right. Thomas has a thoughts on this one. I know the coaching factor comes into this one a lot. We've got 20-year veteran Rob Edwards here. We've got, I don't know how many year veteran. He's been away for a while, but Greg Bibb, longtime Pickett County coach, has got away from coaching, stepped back in that at Gordonsville. He's made a big impact on him.
Well, and this one goes back a long way. It's not just about the Gordonsville Tigers. A whole lot about the Pickett County Bobcats, too, with
right.
Greg Bibb. So,
Greg has a Clay County
here.
Connection also.
He does. Hey, Tamara Eads, I believe, is that right?
Yes.
His wife?
Yes.
It was kind of weird seeing her come by in blue a while ago, I'll be honest with you.
And I think, actually, he and Joey Cole were classmates over at Tennessee Tech on the basketball team over there, maybe.
Well,
I'm not sure about that, but I think maybe they were a part of the team.
Eads would work out about right, would they not? Folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonia today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Clay County here, the home team tonight, of course. They are dressed in their home white jerseys with black numerals on. Gordonsville, the visiting squad, they're dressed in all white tonight. Looks like they're going to have gray numerals on those jerseys, and we're just moments away from the announcement of the starting lineups here at Clay County High School for this big district 6A boys matchup. Seems like every one of them, night in and night out, are big games. And this one, perhaps the biggest we've called thus far for the boys. We saw last Tuesday night, Red Bowen and Clay County battle. They were in a three-way tie for first. That defeat of Red Bowen's taken them currently out of that scenario. There's two teams tied. We've got them in front of us, and we're fixed to announce these Subway boys starting lineups. First of all, for Gordonsville, they are 12-6 overall, coached by Craig Bibb. We don't have classes on these guys. I apologize for that, but I do have names and numbers. Number 0, Andrew Baden. Number 2, Colin Howell. Number 4, Tyler Gregory. Number 15, Matthew Jones. And number 24, Isaac Flatt. It was Isaac Flatt who lit Clay County up. Actually, Jones, I apologize. It was Jones who lit Clay County up for 25 points in that defeat down at Gordonsville earlier in the year. Look for them to work hard to defend him tonight. Starting for the black and gold, the Clay County Bulldogs, 17-2 overall, 6-1 in district play. Coached by Rob Edwards, a senior, number 1, Jake Ashok. A senior, number 24, Mason Sharp. A junior, number 31 tonight in his home jersey, Gunner Silk. A sophomore, number 11, Grant Strong. And a sophomore, number 4, Jeffrey Spivey. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. These hometown starters are now being announced to the visiting crowd. We've got a nice full-capacity crowd here at Clay County High School, guys. This is the first Friday night action that we've seen here since December. Gordonsville's traveled well to watch their great boys team play. Clay County's come out in droves to watch their team. Going to be a big district tournament-like atmosphere here tonight.
You know, Gordonsville just came into this district. You'll have to help me, Daniel, but, you know, maybe 3 years ago,
yeah.
I think. You know, this is huge for them to be at the top of this league, have a shot at it right here. So you know that's why they're traveling to see this game here tonight, and Clay County's fired up as well.
They have been in our region for years, but not in our district. We've played them 25 times in the last 10 years. The Bulldogs are 21-4 against them. That does include that loss earlier this year. So the Black and Gold have been dominant over Gordonsville, like they have much of the Upper Cumberland. So they've got a big target on their back. We're ready to get this one underway. Ashok's going to step in to jump against Isaac Platt, and Ashok does control the tip for his team. Clay County was defeated 57-62 back on December 10th by these Tigers. Black and Gold with possession of the ball to start this one. They're shooting at the hoop to our left during the first half. Gordon's with the hoop to our right. Silk has it out top. Slowly just killing some time to start this one. Nice and slow. Wanting a good shot for his squad. Silk drives.
Gordonsville comes out in just straight man defense here, Daniel.
Grant Strong with it. Top of the key. Hands off to Silk. Silk wants to drive from left wing. Kicks it back out to Spivey. Spivey to Sharp. He fires the three. Misses it. Rebounded by Spivey. He hands off to Strong. Strong now back to Sharp. Sharp to Spivey. Left block. Shots up. No good. Got stuck between the glass and the rim.
No, usually you see those get stuck on the initial attempt. That one bounced around.
I think it was just balanced up there.
Maybe.
That was a pretty soft shot.
It was. Grant Strong easily jumps up, knocks loose that Lodge basketball, and the Tigers going to take possession. Their first of this contest. Clay County chewed up 50 seconds of this first quarter on that possession. No points to show for it, though. Here the Tigers come. Andrew Baden runs the point for him. Baden out top, picks up the dribble, defended by Spivey, works over to Gregory. Gregory now to Howell. Howell back to Gregory. Gregory drives baseline, turns around, kicks it back out. Howell with it out top, gives it back off to Baden. Baden back to Gregory, defended by Sharp. Now back to Howell, left elbow. He kicks it over to Jones. Jones drives, kicks it back to Baden. He fires the three, no good, rebounded by Flat. Flat keeps it alive for his squad. Gregory drives left side. Shot no good. Rebound Ashok. Now to Strong. Strong across the timeline. He's at right wing. Pulls up. Kicks over to Sharp. Sharp to Silk. Silk to Spivey. Left corner with it. Back to Silk. Now to Strong. Just passing around the perimeter. Ashok hanging out there at the left block. Strong drives. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Spivey. Jump ball going to be called. Spivey and a Tiger tied up for it. Possession arrow in Clay County's favor. Strong to inbound.
These two just kind of feeling each other out here in the opening minutes, Daniel. Not a many shots on goal. Not much action. Just kind of good defense on both ends.
Silk to inbound. Works it into Strong. Right wing. He's defended by Jones. Now to Sharp. Now to Spivey left corner. Spivey dribbles back out to Silk. Now to Sharp. Now to Strong in the right corner. Clay County continues to work it around the perimeter. Jeff Spivey, top of the key, now to Ashlock. Left elbow, drives, shot up, no good, goes on rebound. Put back, jump ball. It was tied up. Jake went to shoot it. Matthew Jones tied him up. And this time, the possession arrow in favor of the Blue.
Pretty good battle so far inside between Flat and Ashlock. Pretty similar players in there. Ashlock's kind of got the strength advantage, I think, but maybe the height goes to Flat.
I agree. Pretty good assessment. Tigers with it. Three-pointer taken by Jones. Top of the key. No good. Rebound. Nobody. It went out of bounds. Off of Ashlock. Tigers maintain possession. Coach Edwards already up on his feet, pacing in this one. Sometimes he's content to set, but you get the feeling this is a big contest because he's already up. 5.5 minutes to play here in the first. We're still scoreless, Coach Watson, after 2 minutes of game time.
Pretty good defense on both ends, but both teams have had some decent shots. Looks like they just scored, but
the Tigers,
we haven't been able to convert.
Tigers do strike first, draw first blood. 2-0, they lead. It was Matthew Jones on that score. Offensive foul called against Spivey. He picks up his first personal of the contest. The Clay County fans are booing this one, and the Tiger fans are cheering it on.
Yeah.
I always like to describe these fan bases as they get involved. You don't see them get as dramatic about the girls' games, Thomas, but when this boys' action starts, everybody gets on the edge of their seats.
Yeah, they're including myself as another three fired by Gordonsville. Neither team can find the mark really from the outside yet.
Missed on that three, rebounded by Strong. He comes across the line with it. Hands off to Silk. Silk runs the point. Strong does sometimes. He's a good ball handler. But Silk primarily the point guard. Ashlock now out top. Gives back to Strong. Strong wants to drive. He's at right elbow. Kicks it to Sharp. Wide open three-pointer right corner. Yeah. Knocks it down. Mason Sharp.
Good inside-out game.
3-2. Clay County in front. One-point game here. Tigers with it back on their end.
Nice.
Jones with it. Kicks it over to Gregory. Gregory back out to Baden. Baden drives. Defended by Spivey. He cuts him off. Circles back out. Hands off to Gregory. Gregory's defended by Sharp. Clay County, a good defensive team. Coach Edwards prides his squads on that. Three-pointer taken by Baden. In and out. No good. Rebound Sharp. Clay County paint quickly. Sharp across the timeline. Top of the key. Dishes over to Silk. Silk to Spivey. Spivey now back to Strong. Clay Kenny slows it down a little. Strong wanting to isolate. He's defended by Jones. Drives against him. Gets to the hoop and scores.
Good left-handed shot.
Strong ambidextrous with it. Can go with either hand. His coach just said he was a southpaw that time. 3.5 minutes to play here in this opening quarter. Clay County in front by 3, 5-2. Flat with the ball. 4-foot jumper. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Spivey. Gives it off to Strong. Strong going to walk it across the timeline. Still a slow quarter here. Over half of it gone. 3-10 and ticking. 5-2 the score. As Thomas said, kind of feeling each other out are these squads. Pretty evenly matched in terms of size. Spivey fires a three right wing. Hit it.
Another great inside-out pass.
Spivey with a smooth stroke on that shot. Establishing himself as a huge outside threat to go along with Mason Sharp and Gunner Seal. A foul going to be called against Clay County.
Against Grant Strong.
Grant going to pick up his first personal of the contest. Second team foul against Clay County.
You know, probably one of the best interviews I've done, I did in the pregame show with Grant Strong, and we talked about his facilitating. You know, he can put his head down and get to the basket and score any times he wants to. But he's already done it twice tonight. He's basically responsible for all of our points so far. He scored two of them. And he kicked the assist on the other two threes.
Kind of learning that role, almost like a quarterback out there with it. Distributing the ball. 2.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Clay County in front, 8-2. Gregory drives, shots up, no good. Fouled, though, by Mason Sharp. His first personal, Clay County's third team foul. Gordonsville has yet to foul. Gregory at the line to shoot two. Gregory had 15 points. In that big Tiger win back in December. And he adds his, first points of the contest.
Yeah, that free throw stopped an 8-0 run here by Clay County. You know, they kind of scored in spurts there. It was a slow start, but then they went on a little run there, Daniel.
Gregory misses the second, rebounded by Spivey. He hands off to Strong, and here we see the sophomore going to run things for head coach Rob Edwards. He's up, sending in a play too Strong. Clay County starts to execute. Gets it to Ashlock at high post, now to Sharp, now up to Strong, who is posted up to shorter Jones. 6-foot jumper, no good, but Grant was fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And Jones is going to pick up what's going to be his first personal. Gordonsville's first of the game. Coach, we talked about a mid-range jump game for Strong in the last one whenever the officials weren't letting him drive. He's starting to use some of that here.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's a kind of a forgotten part of the game anymore, is that mid-range short jump shot, using the glass and that type of thing.
Right. Strong with that. He looks like a post player, but has the skill set of a guard, and he can be deadly from in that area. He does knock down both of those free throws, putting his team in front by 7, 10-3. 2 minutes left in this opening quarter. Gordonsville with the basketball. Justin Key, a sub in. He's got it. Hands off to Gregory. Gregory defended by Sharp. Gives off to Baden. Baden drives into the paint. Kicks it out to Jones, who fires the three-pointer and hits it. Matthew Jones knocking down the triple. 10-6 the score. Neither team led by much in their previous contest. Gordonsville by 12. Clay County by 10. It stayed close throughout. I expect the same tonight. Ashlock in the paint. Jumper no good. He was well defended by Flatt. Flatt comes up with the rebound. Hands off to Baden. Baden going across the timeline. A minute and a half left in this first quarter. Gregory now with it. Gets it to Key. Key to Baden. Baden drives in. He's defended by Eli Smith, who's in for the Bulldogs. I'm not sure who sat down. It looks like Silk. Eli Smith has established himself as the sixth man on this team. There was a toss-up at the time, perhaps, between him and Alec Kerr. Smith kind of has grabbed that. He got a start at Pickett County a week ago tonight. Did a great job with it. Coach Edwards giving him the nod as the first man off the bench. And as I say that, Kerr and Seal come to check in. We've got 3 seconds, perhaps.
No, we got a foul. It was holding Spivey as Spivey tried to come over the top to deny the post pass into the paint, Daniel. You know, Spivey a little undersized in there, and we can see him having to guard bigger guys at times. Not necessarily tonight, but he'll battle in the post defensively. And, of course, we know about his three-point shooting, so a good all-around player.
He's got the height, but he's very thin. 55 seconds to go. We see Silk and Kerr check into the contest on the 4-4 Clay County. Silk, Kerr, Ashlock, Strong, and Spivey. The foul was called against Matthew Jones. That's his second personal and another substitute on for Gordonsville. We don't have their full roster in front of us. I hope that's a name we see, and it is not. Number 10, we're just going to have to call him that. Unless we want to make up a name, Thomas. Depends on how much he plays tonight. Perhaps at halftime we can get that number. As Gunnar Silk's just standing about 3 feet from the timeline on his end of the court holding the basketball. We're at 25 seconds and ticking. Head coach Bibb content to let him do so right now. Does not send his guy out to guard him. Clay County playing for the last shot of this first quarter. They lead by 4, 10-6.
Look for something a little new from Coach Edwards here, not the standard ball screen at the top. Got a new play for us.
5 seconds on the clock. Silk puts it in motion. Gets the Strong inside. He missed the shot. Goes on the rebound. Put back. No good. Rebound flat. Desperation. Three-pointer. No good. First quarter ends. It's a good one. Clay County 10. Gordonsville 6.
What's a Sesco Centennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Glad you've tuned in tonight for this District 6A Boys Contest. Clay County leaders by 4 is end of 1. Good basketball game, Coach.
Great defensive game. Both teams have had some good shots, but been good defense on both ends of the floor. And looks like it's going to be another finish to the wire.
Certainly does. Clay County with the basketball on the floor for them in the lineup. Silk, Ashlock, Sharp, Strong, and Spivey. Those original five starters. Sharp with it, right wing, gets it to Ashlock, top of the key. Ashlock down to Spivey, left wing, back to Sharp. Spivey with it. Drives, gets it out to Strong. Strong now, just playing slow with it. Gets it back over to Sharp, down to Silk. Clay County looking for an open shot on the outside. Strong with it, drives left baseline, spins to his left inside of the paint, kicks it back out to Silk. Silk now to Strong. He fires the three. Yeah, knocks it down. We've not seen Grant Strong shoot a lot from the outside, but he as well is a good three-point shooter.
Once again, inside out.
Clay County in front, 13-6, after Strong knocks it down from distance. Tigers with the ball. Baden with it. Drives left baseline against the smaller Silk. That's not Baden, actually. That is Howell, number two. Foul's going to be called against Silk. His first personal. Clay County's fourth team foul. They say it was a shooting foul. And Howell's in line to shoot two. Coach Edwards making his plea, Thomas, to the head official. I forget his last name. It's Williams, I think.
Pretty good, Daniel. You know, Edwards, he usually doesn't get upset, but he's wanting some consistency here. We've seen in the post, we haven't gotten a call yet. Goes Silk straight up under the basket.
Yeah,
there
you really don't know what a defensive man could have done other than what he did, because there wasn't any forward motion or anything from him. The offense initiated basically all the contact that was made.
Howell knocks down both of those, 13-8 now the score. Second quarter action, 6:50 on the clock. Clay County with the ball, Grant Strong, top of the key. Resets the offense, drives to his right, uses an Ashdog screen, has the Sharp, he fires the three, no good. Rebound by Holtz for Gordonsville. Holtz across the timeline, kicks it over to Gregory, now in the corner, and that's going to be Howell on the three-pointer, this good. Gordonsville drawing back in within two now, 13-11, and Coach Edwards has seen enough, wants to talk to his guys. 30-second timeout taken, 660 or 626 to play in the second, Clay County in front, 13-11.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Coming back out of this timeout, we'll have to see who the momentum goes with. Right now, Gordonsville with the hot hand.
Well, I want to make Coach Edwards want to make sure they don't get on one of those rolls like he saw down at their place.
Longest scoring streak that Gordonsville had was 8 down there. Had a nice run. Clay County had an 11-point streak of their own in that first game. Two pretty evenly matched basketball teams. I'm with Thomas. I think Clay County's a better overall team as we see Keaton Arms and Eli Smith coming to the scorer's table waiting to check in. Clay County with the basketball. Grant Strong out top. Kicks it over to Silk, right corner. Silk wants to drive baseline. Holtz cuts him off. Goes back to Sharp, and a foul going to be called against number 12. Justin Key, his first personal. And Thomas, we see now Smith and Arms come back to the bench. Coach Edwards decides not to substitute him in. Very nice to see number 13, Keaton Arms, there. We thought he was going to have foot surgery. He ends up being cleared, though, and he's only practiced one day. That's how much Coach Edwards trusts him. As Grant Strong knocks out a 12-foot jumper. He's going to send him into this ball game as he's back at the scores table. I talked to Coach yesterday about it, and he said, I'm glad Keaton's coming back. I need another post to play against Gordonsville.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, Arms, we all know what he can do on the football field, but he's equally as good on the basketball court, Daniel, and just a great athlete overall. You know, he's like a lot of these guys. His mother and father played, and he just got it.
He does. He does. 5.5 minutes to play in the second. After that, Grant Strong jumper. Clay County leads 15-11. And we see the Tigers with the basketball, playing slow, looking for a good shot. Baseline drive out of Key. That shot swatted away by Ashdock.
And saved by Strong before he went out of bounds. Just good hustle by both players.
Strong with it. Hands off to Sharp. Sharp under pressure out top. He's going to be fouled
by
Key.
Another foul.
Second personal against Justin Key. And the Gordonsville fans who made the trip up I-40 and then Highway 53 are not going to be happy with that one.
Well, just as upset as Coach Edwards was a second ago, we see Coach Bibb come off the bench on that one. That's two hand checks in a row on his team.
Clay County going to inbound from in front of the Tiger bench. Sharp's going to take care of those duties. Works it into Eli Smith on the floor for Clay County. We see Smith, Arms, Sharp, Strong, and Silk. Eli Smith right now out top with it. Kicks it to Sharp in the corner. He's defended closely. Has to give it up to Strong. Strong's defended by Howell. He drives against him. Shot up from 6 foot. No good. Rebound Keaton Arns. He was fouled on the putback, but no whistles blow. Flat comes up with the ball. Gets it to Holtz. Holtz ahead to Key. Key now to Flat. Back out top. Three-pointer taken by Gregory. And that's going to say that shot's good. And a foul's going to be called against Grant Strong, I guess. His reaction shows me it's going to go against him. Strong must have been pushing underneath trying to get position, and they call it against him. And we're going to see the possession of the basketball maintained by Gordonsville. So they hit, Gregory knocks down the three-pointer, and the Tigers get possession of the ball after Strong's call for his second personal foul. And all of a sudden, we've got a one-point game, Coach, 15-14, Clay
That's
County
big,
leads.
Big turnaround there.
You don't see that a whole lot, the basket and possession, almost like a technical, even though it wasn't a technical. Baden with it out top for the Tigers. They've got a chance to take the lead, and another foul's call on the floor. Number two, it looks like, against, that's going to be Eli Smith. He's called for a foul away from the basketball. Clay County plays great defense, very aggressively, and tonight they're going to have to keep it in check a little bit. Foul's been called away from the ball. Gunner still steals it. He's got it one-on-one. Lay up. Good. And a blocking foul call. He's going to go to the line to try to complete this three-point play. And it was Colin Hale called for his first personal foul. This is a good ball game. We're seeing two good teams go at it. It's 17-14 right now, and Silk's at the line trying to make it a two-possession contest.
You know, Silk had probably a career night, Tuesday night, against Red Bull Springs in that win. And we're seeing him kind of gain that confidence here as a scorer. As he took it to the hole there.
Misses the shot.
Arms with the rebound.
Arms the rebound. The
rebound.
Pin, that's good.
Yeah.
Keaton
Great
Arms
job.
Making his presence known in his first varsity action in over a month probably. He played a little bit early on and then was sidelined due to an injury that actually happened back during the South Pittsburgh second round football playoff game that never left. He's over it now though, and he's on the scoreboard. Putting his team ahead 19-14, and it's over and back against Gordonsville. And Clay Perry has the possession here. Coach being as livid as all these Gordonsville Tiger fans are on their feet screaming at the officials.
And look at the fire that Gunner Silk's bringing to this ball game. He calls that turnover. He gets up off the floor and slaps the floor when he jumps up in the air and getting this crowd fired up right here, Daniel.
Well, he said it would be like a postseason atmosphere,
yeah.
Coach, and that's what it is.
Yes, it is.
Clay County with the ball. And a five-point lead. 19-14. Sharp fires a three.
No, got it.
The Sharp Shooting Senior puts his team up by eight. And Coach Bibb wants a full timeout. Actually a 30-second. We'll be back. 22-14. Viking Gold.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Bacon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 22-14. Gunner Silk sparked a Clay County 7-0 run to give them this lead. The Tigers pulled within one on a long three-pointer, and now Clay County leads again by eight.
3:40 and ticking in the second quarter. 22-14, Clay County in front. Holtz with the basketball for the Tigers. 6 foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Arms. He scored. He's rebounded. He's affecting the game. Silk with it. Across the timeline. Works ahead to Smith in the corner. Back to Silk. Fires the three. Missed it. And we're going to see it go off the hands of Keaton Arms. He tried to tip it in off the rim, but just couldn't hang on. It was Spivey. Was that he had elevated above rim level. They just couldn't make it happen.
And as you can see, with Arms in there, Ashlock's getting a breather here as Flat is out of the game. You know, it works out great. And Arms, you can see why Coach Edwards is going with him. He's already affecting the game, just like you said.
It's almost deceptive. You look at Keaton, and you don't necessarily see this outstanding athlete, but he is. He's amazing in what he can do. And he's one of those shorter post players that can easily defend a taller guy. Under three to play here in the second. Holtz has it. For the Tigers. He travels. It is a travel. Clay County 22-14. They do have this 8-point lead. Neither team scored in the last moment or two. And this place is just on the edge of their seats waiting for the next big move in this game.
They are, and it comes back to Coach Edwards preaching defense. This run by Clay County started on the defensive end by Gunnership. Jeffrey Spivey also got the stop to cause the turnover there as Smith misses a three.
We're going to have Smith called on the foul, I think. Number two, Clay County, yes. Okay, Smith picks up his second personal. He had fired a three-pointer, banged off the front of the rim. He was hustling trying to get to it but was out of position. He did foul Colin Howell, who will go to the line to shoot the 1-1, his team in the bonus now, with 2:39 remaining here in the second. 17 fouls for Clay County, 5 for Gordonsville. Pretty even on that front. Howell hits the first, turns around to shoot the second. 22-15 now the score. On the floor for Clay County, Silks, Spivey, Smith, Arms, and Sharp. Howell hits both of those. We've got a 6-point game. Silk runs the point for Clay County. Ashok and Strong still on the bench, getting a breather. Neither one of them in foul trouble. Strong does have two personals. Silk with it, left wing, drives inside, hands off to Spivey. Spivey drives, gives it to Sharp. Sharp, 8-foot jumper, good.
Got it. Nice run and one-hander.
2:15 to play in the second. 24-16, Clay County in front. Holtz with it up top, gives to Gregory. Foul against Eli Smith. The defensive specialist has three. Coach Edwards going to have to send in Alec Kerr for him. Silk plays hard. Some nights you can do that away from the ball. Some nights you can't.
Well, he's trying to get through that screen and a little too vigorous, I guess, trying to get through it.
Head official giving Coach Edwards an explanation. Edwards appears to be satisfied with it. There's another whistle blows, and honestly, I was watching official Williams and Edwards. I missed one hand. There's a foul against Gordonsville, though. And I think they're going to call it number four. If so, that's Tyler Gregory, his first. The team sixth. One more, and Clay County will be going to the line to shoot free throws.
Can't say enough about what Coach Edwards is getting out of this lineup. With Ashlock and Strong getting a breather here, that's huge in a game like this.
They've not scored a ton of points, but they have held the Tigers to
another. There goes Jeff Spivey with a big three.
Knocks it down from left wing. He has two triples in the contest. Minute 45 to go in the second. Clay County in front, 27-16. Gregory with it, left wing, gives it up to Howell. He's defended by Kerr. Kerr went down. Almost looked like he was injured, was not though. That shot was missed, rebounded by Silk. Silk now quickly, left block, has it stolen from him. It's going to be Howell who does it. He's across the line, gives it to Vaden. Vaden right wing, defended by Kerr. He cut him off. Tigers have to circle back out up top. Gregory, now Howell. Howell kicks it over to an unknown Tiger who hit a three-pointer. That's number 14, Landon Baker. The substitute coming in, hitting a big shot for his squad. Clay County with it. They have a lead, 27-19. Sharp, jumper, paint, no good. Rebound, Arms. Arms back out to Spivey. Now to Silk, now to Sharp. Sharp back to Silk. Clay County in front, 27-19.
They'll probably hold it now for the last shot. Maybe.
55 seconds and ticking. Jeff Spivey in the paint. Shot up, no good.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Flat fouled him. He'll go to the line. No, it was number 14. Baker, his first personal. Spivey at the line to shoot two. Action-packed first half.
Absolutely. Fast moving and low scoring.
It is. Spivey misses the first free throw. He does get a chance at another, though. 50 seconds remaining. Second quarter action. Clay County with an 8-point lead. Spivey hits that one. Now a 9-point lead. 28-19 the score. Tigers, I don't believe, will play for the last shot. They're down by 9. I figure they'll want to come up, try to score, get another possession perhaps. Powell with it out top. Hands off to Baker. Baker to Gregory. Gregory to Vaden. Vaden back to Baker. Maybe they are going to play for the last one. I don't know. 25 seconds and ticking. Vaden out top, defended by Silk. Vaden with it. He's got to do something. He's got the count on him. Hasn't broken it yet. Must be five. No, hands it off at the last second. Gregory's got it. We're down to 10 seconds. He's defended by Sharp. Now at five. Gregory drives. Spins. Left block. Layup.
Oh, bailout. Got a bailout.
Got to go to the line to shoot. Foul was against Arms. No, 31. Was it Silk or Arms?
Silk. Arms came through, made sure he didn't get the hand one with that rejection over the top, but the foul came at the body from Silk.
That first free throw is missed by Gregory. 1.9 seconds on the clock. Clay County in front by nine. Gregory gets to shoot another. It's away. No good. Rebounded by Spivey. 1 second on the clock. Not enough time to get the heave off. First half ends here. Clay County in front by nine. 28-19. Stay with us for the Papa Girl Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Bacon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 28-19. The Bulldogs led 10-6 at the end of the first quarter, and then expanded their lead by outscoring the Tigers 18-13 in a big second quarter where shots started to fall for Clay County, and they lead 28-19 for Clay County.
Mason Sharp has 8 points. Grant Strong, 9. Gunner Silk, 2. Jeffrey Spivey, 7. And Keaton Arms, in his first action back, has a bucket. For Gordonville, Howell has 7. Gregory, 1. Jones, 6. Flat, 2. And Baker, 3. And for Clay County, it's been about big shots in that second quarter. Both Mason Sharp, Grant Strong, and Jeffrey Spivey made a three-pointer in that 18-point quarter to give Clay County a 9-point lead, 28-19, here at halftime. Stay with us for the second half.
I was pleased with the reception.
It was. It went great.
So now is the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation.
Back here on the Pumper Grove Buddy Shelf Halftime Show, we've got a good one going here tonight, 28-19, Coach Watson. It's nothing less than we expected between these squads.
Well, it's been a great, great half. I know, like we said a minute ago, a lot of up and down, but not a lot of scoring. And it's kind of what we expected, and we have kept them from getting on that roll like they did down there. But, you know, we need to look at them. I know when they were trailing Monterey in the fourth quarter the other night by about 14 or 16 points, and came back and beat them on a last-second shot. So they're capable of, when they get on a run, of making those threes, making a whole bunch of them in a hurry.
That's right. Certainly, this 9-point lead feels okay, but it's not enough to get them comfortable, is it?
No, it's not. You know, and I was wondering a minute ago when you talked about the record, the 25 and 4, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that goes back to the days when we used to play them. Back when I was coaching.
Now, that number reaches back 10 years. As me and you've talked a lot about before, and you mentioned it on the Clay County Corner Radio Show Thursday, you did a nice job of keeping all those old playbooks and stats. Now, on the girls' side, Coach Sims had them, so we've got girls' stats dating back to around 1987 whenever he started coaching. You kept all that stuff and had it there at school, and during that move from Salina High School to Clay County High School, it went amiss.
Yeah.
And that's something, every time that you mention that, my heart drops a little.
You know, that was during a period of time when my wife and I had just built a new home. We were moving around a little bit. You know, we were moving, and I thought, you know, that, hey, they'll be safe here with me moving and stuff, you know that they could go amiss. But lo and behold.
Certainly a piece of history gone. It's a fairly easy thing these days to go to newspapers.com, do a search, and you can find box scores and things from games that's happened all throughout history. However, having those original playbooks from some of those great squads you had there in the mid-70s and the mid-80s, just it's such a shame not to be able to take and flip through that game book and see all those great players' numbers.
Well, of course, that also includes a cardboard box full of shot charts and stat sheets. I mean, I'd always just throw them in the box, too. They were in there lined up by year.
Man, and, that's such a thing. I'd love to see somebody like a James Martin. How many career rebounds would he have had? It would have been a huge number, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I know. Well, I was talking to James Trowbaugh tonight, and he said, you know, he didn't realize that he was the career leader in rebounds here, you know, from all the county schools. You see, you know, it's something he didn't realize. He knew that he had the most in one game one night.
That.
But he said, you know, that he had kept up, and a lot of the players did keep up with their own thing. But you mentioned newspapers.com. They have just digitized a bunch of the Nashville banner up through 1963.
Oh, okay.
They hadn't got from 63 on up yet. And 63 on up is when, along about the time Harold Huggins started working down there,
yep,
who was kind of our inside man down there.
Right.
And,
that's extremely exciting news.
Yes, because
you had to go to the state capitol, not the archives, yep, and the library.
Right, but they've got it up through 1963 now.
Well, that's exciting to hear. We've always talked about a lack of stats from a lot of the football games in particular, because the banner covered that.
Right, that afternoon's paper did.
That's
yeah.
Right. Oh, that's very exciting stuff. I may go home tonight and log into my account and do some research.
But they've got, like I said, up through 1963.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. Folks, we're about half a minute here from second quarter action starting. Thomas, thoughts before it gets going?
Well, I think, you know, Clay County kind of showed what they could do there in that second quarter to pull out to this 9-point lead at halftime. You know what impressed me about it? I spoke about it. You know, they did it without Grant Strong and Jake Ashlock on the floor at some point. So it just shows you what a bench that Coach Edwards has here with the addition of arms that can come in and play, and Eli Smith that can come in and play and be solid, and Alec Kerr, and all of these guys that are contributing here. And then you saw Gunnar Silk step up again in their absence. So, you know, it's good to be able to rest your two superstars.
The return of arms is so big because there was just no depth in that area. You had Ashlock, and then John Hamilton had seen moments there. But you were
Hamilton
talking.
Hamilton did a great job.
He
don't
did.
Get me wrong.
And he'll still be a factor. He's had the flu lately. He's back in action tonight, too. But they were having to modify it a little bit, using his 5-year strong on the post just because of their height when they're really guards. So a very nice addition is Keaton Arms. The Tigers had the basketball to start this third quarter. But there's confusion on the court. I'm not sure what happened. It went out of bounds. And it is going to be Clay County ball.
The Gordonsville guy dribbled it out of bounds.
So here we go. Gordonsville had a turnover there. Clay County is going to be scoring at the hoop to our right. Gordonsville the hoop to our left here during this second half of action. Gunnar Silk with it. Crosses the timeline. Kicks it to Strong left wing. He circles. Hands to Sharp. He kicks to Spivey left corner. Shots away.
Another three-pointer.
That is the third three-pointer for Spivey in this contest. 7.5 to play, third quarter, 31-19 the score. A steal. Spivey's got it. Goes behind the back, crosses the timeline, kicks it to Strong. He's in the left corner, goes baseline, gets to the hoop, scores.
Puts it in with that left hand.
Timeout by head coach Greg Bibb. He has seen enough. We are only 48 seconds into this third quarter. Clay County already on a run. Score 33-19.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Now, welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 33-19, and it's the sophomore Bulldogs, Jeff Spivey and Grant Strong. Both of them broke into double digits. Spivey has 10, Strong 11 with the first 5 points of the second half.
They are on a run. Under 7 minutes to play down the third. 6:50 on the clock. Tigers with the ball. Howell has it. Right wing. Drives inside. Shot no good. Got his own rebound. Cannot put it back up. Kicks it outside to Baden. Baden now kicks over to Jones. Jones at the top of the key. Defended by Sip. Back to Baden at left wing. Defended by Spivey. Back to Jones. Inside the flat. One of the few times he's had it, and Ashlock knocks it out of his hands. It does go out of bounds off of the senior post player. Tigers maintain possession, but Ashlock is really shaking up flat down there on the post.
Yeah, flat struggling a little bit when he catches the ball, when he catches it, Daniel. Ashlock doing a good job of keeping it away from him.
How many has Jones got right now for Gordonsville?
Jones, only six in that first half.
Had 25 against the Bulldogs back in December. They're doing a nice job with him as Spivey steals it from him. Works ahead to Sharp. Layup. Good.
Great pass by Jeff Spivey.
Spivey having a
great, good job running the floor by Sharp.
Picks up the assist. He's got 3 three-pointers. Now has an assist to that. Several rebounds. Good defensive effort. He's making a strong case for the TDS top performer at this point.
He makes the third dog to go into double figures, Daniel. He's got 10.
Foul was again two, Sharp. Second personal for Mason Sharp. Tigers in, ma'am. Ball's in the hands of Key in the right corner. Goes inside the flat, defended by Ashlock. Flat takes the 8-foot turnaround jumper, no good. Rebounded by Silk. Silk across the timeline. Right wing with it now. Slows it down. Circles back out top. 5:40 and ticking. Clay County in front by a healthy 16-point lead, 35-19. Grant Strong drives left baseline, kicks for cross court to Silk, fires the three, no good. Rebound by Spivey. Gives it to Ashlock. Ashlock back to Strong, left wing, defended by Jones. Posts up now, does Ashlock, he gets the ball. Working against Flat, has him on the block, backs him under, shot up, good. Jake Ashlock, a signature post move.
Good clear out by Jake that time.
Jake's got such a big body, and he's so athletic down there. He's really hard to defend.
He got a little over-enthusiastic that time. They're going to stick him with a foul. Kind of a silly foul.
Who got the foul, Coach?
I believe Jake did.
Think Ashlock did? First personal against Ashlock, if that is correct.
I believe it.
Yeah, hey, Coach Bartlett must have heard me call him out on the broadcast Tuesday night because he's putting the player fouls on the scoreboard. Appreciate that out of him. Tigers with the basketball. Number 14, Baker with it. He gives it up to Jones. Jones left wing, drives inside, spins, shot up, no good, rebound Ashlock. Ashlock ahead to Strong, one-on-one, right block, shots up, good. Greg Strong with a good assist from Ashlock, and Coach Bibb is mad. Calls a timeout, wants to talk to his guys. Clay County up by 20, 39-19, 4:40 to play
Tri-County
in the third.
County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County has started the second half on an 11-0 run, Daniel. They scored the only points here in this third quarter to go up by 20.
It's that coach's quarter you always like to talk about. Coach Edwards wants to win that first half of it. He's done it. Tigers take a three-point shot. It's Jones. No good. Rebound by Spivey. Quickly ahead to Silk in the front court. Hand back out to Spivey. He's in right corner. Now back to Silk out top. kicks it over to Sharp, left wing. Sharp drives, high post, in the lane, jumper, charge. No points on that one. He missed the shot anyway, but Mason Sharp is called with the offensive foul. And that's his third personal. Yep, three personals, and we see Eli Smith, who also has three, come to the bench to check in, to the scorer's table, rather, to check in for Sharp, who sits down on the floor for Clay County. Still surviving strong, Ashok and Smith. Holtz in running the point for the Tigers right now. He's got it top of the key. Turns back at the free throw line. Kicks it up to Jones. Jones in the corner to Key. Now back to Holtz. Holtz tries to drive the lane. Cut off by Spivey. Hands off to Key. Now back over to Baker. Baker drives, and they're going to say Eli Smith fouled him. Fouls on the floor. Oh, Coach Bibb has been given a technical foul. I guess the foul wasn't going to be against Smith. It was going to be against somebody else, and Bibb didn't like it. Mouthed off to the official, and Williams had had enough. He teed him up.
I'm not sure who the foul's on, Daniel. I don't know if he was upset because he didn't count the basket and said the foul was on the floor, maybe.
Foul was on the floor.
If not, that's the fourth on Smith.
The foul should have been against Eli Smith. I'm going to mark him for one. We're going to say Eli's got four fouls. All I know, Coach Bibb, just a little too, I know that's a part of it for a coach. You try to work the officials. He's worked a little too much tonight because they're tired of hearing from you.
He's been asking for that all night.
Well,
I mean, it wasn't an accident.
Well, but you got to understand, too, sometimes you need something like this. When your team is, you know, getting shot out of the gym, you need a little momentum changer and, you know,
I think our officials, they'd leaned over backwards already the whole ball game.
They've been accommodating to him. No doubt they've got a lot of respect for him. Ashlock shot those two free throws for that technical, knocked down both of them. 41-19, Clay County in front with a commanding 22-point lead. Strong with it, free throw line jumper, no good. Off the back of the rim, rebound Holtz. Tigers have it. Holtz quickly across the timeline. He plays very quickly, similar to Heath Cams from last year for the Clay County Bulldogs. He's got it, top of the key, fires a three, no good. Rebound, Ashlock. Ashlock hands off to Strong. Grant going to come across the timeline with it. Clay County right now, they don't have to rush anything. Silk has it, left wing. Trying to go inside to Ashlock. Decides to go to Strong instead. Strong drives, 8-foot jumper off the glass. Bank shot.
Good move.
You talked earlier in the broadcast about using that backboard. He did it there. 3:05 to play in the third. Clay County in front, 43-19 over the Gordonsville Tigers. This is a statement game for Rob Edwards and the Clay County Bulldogs. They lost to the Tigers 57-62 back in Gordonsville in December, and they're showing them what they're made of tonight.
They are, Daniel. You know, we talked about redemption early on, and that's what Clay County's going for here is another touch call on Ashlock there. And Flat puts it up for only his fourth point of the night.
Off the glass was Flat on the 12-foot jumper. Good.
But it stops the run, Daniel, here under 3 minutes in this quarter. And Clay County went on a 15-0 run.
Wow. Ashlock had the ball posted up. It was knocked out of his hands. Clay County going to get the inbound from beneath their own goal. Grant Strong going to take care of those duties. 43-21 the score. 22-point lead for the Viking O. Strong with it in the paint. 8-foot jumper, good. He's been really good in that area tonight. He's drove and finished, but what we've seen out of him tonight's a lot of good short-range jump shots. 2:22 and ticking. Foul on the floor against Alec Kerr. Kerr picks up what I show to be his first personal.
You know, we talked about Strong in the interview, and coaches talked about him a lot. But, I mean, he can do it all, guys. He pulls up at the free throw line. He pumps. The last drive, the score before that, it was a beautiful hesitation move. Made an initial move, pulled up, and then took it at him again. Just a joy to watch Grant Strong with the ball in his hand.
He is, and what's going to be more impressive is to watch him once his body fully comes to itself. He's still growing. He's really tall. He has no lack of coordination with that. There's no clumsiness about him. He's only going to get stronger, could get taller. He's going to be able to finish drives even more aggressively than he is now. He's going to be just one of those rare spectacles to watch over these next 2.5 years. We did have a foul against Clay County. Gregory was at the line, missed the front end of his
one.
And we've got a quick outlet pass to Spider.
Great pass from Grant Strong and a foul.
Full court outlet pass from Strong to Spivey. Spivey goes to the line for the and one. Coach Edwards really feeling it. He's up pacing. He's loving the way his team's playing right now. They've got a big 26-point lead, 47-21. 2:10 remaining here in the third quarter, and Spivey at the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way.
Let's add something else to Strong's repertoire. I mean, that was a half-court pass on the money in stride to Spivey, and he completes the three-point play.
Back in his younger years, Strong did play some quarterback on some youth league football teams, so no stranger to the lengthy pass. Strong pulls down the rebound off a missed Tiger shot. He's going to go coast-to-coast, gets to the hoop, misses it. Rebounded by Spivey. He's going to have a jump ball call.
Excuse me for laughing. Great accent out on the floor, Daniel. I can understand why we made you a little tongue-tied here in a minute.
That's right. Minute 51 left in this third. 48-21 coach, and Clay County's just been dominant in the
this entire quarter. Of course, it started at the end of the second quarter, and it kind of carried on over for them.
Strong inbounds to Ashlock. Ashlock to Spivey. Spivey back over to Strong. Now down to Ashlock on the post. He backs out. Now he backs down in. Kicks at the arms. Free throw line. He's in the paint. Shots up. No good. He will go to the line to shoot too, though.
Keaton great move by Keaton toward the basket.
It was. Good power dribble. Arms at the line. He has 2 points on the night. Trying to get his third and fourth here. Shots away, no good.
A little short.
First free throw, he's taking in varsity action in quite some time. We talked a lot earlier about him. Nice to have him back. Second shot's away, a little too strong on that one. Needs to be somewhere in the middle. Quickly, a foul call against Spivey. He
kind
was
of
working hard,
but
trying to pull down the rebound off the miss there and was out of position, I suppose.
We've got to be a little more careful because they are in the 1-1 now. We don't need to give them those free shots. Not with the defense we're playing on them.
Right. Gregory going to go to the line to shoot the front end. That's not Gregory. I apologize. It is Baker, Landon Baker, number 14. Coach Bibb hadn't been up off the bench.
He can't get up anymore.
Has to stay down. Okay.
Right.
His assistant coach, a veteran, Butch Agee,
he can't stand up either.
Right. And we thought, Coach, earlier that he got a technical foul call for doing that.
Right.
But
I think
that wasn't the case.
He had violated the coach decorum rule for the entire ball game, but coach and the assistants aren't supposed to do that.
Okay. Clay County with it. Kerr out top. Minute 20 and ticking. Gets it to Spivey. Left corner inside that shot. Baseline, he's fouled. Number 22. Wyatt Pemberton picks up the personal. Big 27-point lead here for Clay County. Clay County led at the most. Let's see what it was. I've got assistant coach Andrew Menez's game sheet here. 10 points.
And a good inbounds play to Keaton Arms.
Arms with the 2 points.
Great screen by Jake Ashlock that freed him up.
Biggest lead in the prior contest between the teams for Clay County was 10 points. Tonight, they've extended that right now to a 29-point lead. Clay County fans not liking the call on the floor. Coach, did you see it?
I didn't see anything, but sometimes those guys have better eyes than we do,
right,
Daniel.
They're right there amongst the action.
Yeah, they're closer than we are. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Pemberton in the line to shoot, I guess, the front end of a 1-1. I had my head turned. I don't know if it was a shooting foul or not. It was not. He hits the shot, though, and earns right to shoot the second. A technical foul is going to be called.
Come on, Jake. Come on, Jake.
Jake Ashlock, and Jake looks a little bewildered. I think he was accidentally tied up with the legs of Howell. And now the Clay County fans are going to voice their displeasure. They don't like that call.
But Jake did take a swipe at him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pemberton hits that second free throw, and now we're going to see.
I think Jake kind of lost his cool there for a second.
We should be seeing. I thought we was going to see foul shots. But so why are we not seeing Gordonsville free throws off that technical?
I don't think they may have not called a technical. Apparently they didn't.
That's twice we've seen the officials use the T hand signal, Coach, and we've I don't know. I'm flabbergasted at that. Clay Kenny with the ball. Alec Kerr fires a three from the right wing and knocks it down.
Alec Kerr done what he can do, and that is score.
Under a minute to play in the third. Tigers with the ball. Baker out top. He drives. Looks like he was fouled, but no whistles blow. Loose ball's picked up by Spivey. Gives it up to Kerr. He was fouled by Baker.
It's getting kind of ragged. I don't know what the officials can do, but they need to do something. Call a timeout and bring the coaches and players together or something. Because it's getting kind of ragged out there. Kind of chippy. And we don't need players from either team getting hurt or getting thrown out of a ball game and missing the next ball game or something.
That's right. Strong with it for Clay County. Half a minute to play in the third. Bulldogs in front by 30. 53-23. Kerr with it out top. Now gives back to Strong. Strong drives into the paint. Jumper. No good. He was fouled, though. They're going to say it was on Baker. That is Baker's fourth personal, I think, for the Tigers. I lost track of the fouls in this one. Clay Kenny was such a huge lead, I've not felt a sense of desperation in some time. 16.1 on the clock. 54-23, 31 points the lead for the Dogs. That free throw, the second one there missed. Actually, I guess it was the first one, wasn't it, Thomas? The front end of the 1-1? That was a... Update us.
He missed the second one.
Okay, hit the first, missed the second.
Yeah.
Third quarter expires. A desperation heat by the Tigers was no good. 54-23 the score. Clay County big leaders at the end of three.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
I don't know of anything bigger than that. Say that one more time. 26-4?
26-4, Daniel. Outscored him.
Highly impressive. If you would have told me that prior to the contest, I don't know that I would have believed it. Gordonville with the ball. Trying to draw back a little closer. They turn it over. Gordonville kind of self-destructed here a little bit. No doubt they're a good team, but Clay Kenny's showing they're a little bit superior tonight, Coach.
Yes, they are. I mean, I think, of course, these fans from Gordonsville came in kind of basing on what they saw down at their place. I guess they didn't fully realize that, that doesn't happen every night to us, hopefully, and thank goodness it doesn't.
They don't. I listened to that contest. WLIB carried it, I believe. Perhaps it was on 104-1 the Ranch at Gordonsville, but either way, I was listening to it as Ashok adds two more to his tally. And you could hear over the broadcast just how loud and rowdy that gym was. That's their first win for Gordonsville over us in almost 10 years. And that's two more points added by Gordonsville. That's just an off night for Clay County. You know, scoring down there that night, Ashlock and Strong both had 12. They led us. Spivey had 10. Sharp had 11. So he had, looks like four guys that night in double figures, but just real low double figures.
Yeah, we made a good run at them, but it was too late when we did. And kind of we got off sequence in the second quarter and let them come back on us.
Clay County's done everything right tonight. 7 minutes to settle this one. It may already be settled. It's Clay County leads by 30, 56-26. Bulldogs do have the basketball. Spivey out top, hands to Sharp. Sharp down to Silk. Now Strong. He drives. Kicks it over to Silk, right wing. Silk well defended, gives it back to Strong. Now he drives, and he's mauled. Very physical play. Wasn't dirty, but Strong going to go to the line. Just a hard foul. Going to be credited to Colin Howe. Second personal for Howe. Gordon's was eight of the second half. Strong at the line to shoot two. On the floor for Clay County, those original five starters of Spivey, Strong, Ashlock, Silk, and Sharp. Strong hits the first. I think that's 19 for him now. Could get to 20 with this one. It's away, and he does. 20 points on the night. That's around his average. A huge number for a sophomore, in my opinion. Just outstanding for him to be averaging that many each night. Tigers with the ball. Foul's going to be called on the floor against Gunner Silk.
A little aggressive from behind.
Yeah, he tried to reach around, knock a pass away. That's going to be somewhere around Silk's third. I missed one.
You're not going to round it off or anything,
yeah,
are you?
I might have to. During that heated run that Clay County had there in the early third, I kind of lost track of some stuff.
Yeah.
As we see the freshman, Alec Kerr, and Keaton Arms take back in. Ashlock and Silk go to the bench, perhaps for the last time tonight. Their team is up by 32.
I hope so, if that's what he wants. I hope we don't need them again, what I'm saying. Right. Not that I don't want to see them back out on the floor playing.
Could be one where Coach Edwards gets to play some of his younger guys down the stretch here. Spivey with it, goes left baseline. Jumper's no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Quickly as Gregory across the timeline. Alec Kirsten.
Great job by Grant Strong.
Sharp. Sharp now looking to go to the hoop. Does. Shots up. Good.
Good shot by Mason. Took it to the opposite side and put it back in.
6 minutes to play here in the fourth. Clay County in front, 60-27. Gregory with it, fires the three, left wing, hits it. 30-point difference now, 60-30. Strong with it, crosses the timeline. Playing slow, gets into the paint. Came to a stop, kicked it out to Spivey, but
going to get a foul
close.
Again.
It's going to be number two, Hal. He picks up his third personal.
I think we are seeing a little something different out of Grant tonight. He is maintaining control a little earlier. He's not going out of control heading toward the basket.
We saw him pick up those three offensive fouls, I think it was, in the Red Bulling game. And, you know, perhaps was putting his head down a little.
Yeah.
They
were kind of 50-50.
They could have went either way. Definitely he's showing he doesn't have to do that. He can pull up and shoot. And as Thomas was mentioning earlier, I know it's sometimes hard for you and him to hear one another. He was talking about how complete a player Grant was. He could shoot outside, inside, handled the ball well, passed well. Just really no flaws to his game. The only places that he can improve and get better, you know, that are already good.
You know, that it's nice when you're that young and you've developed a game that everyone knows about and everyone's trying to stop,
right.
Which means you've got to learn something to say a little bit different they're not expecting.
Kind of makes you a better player.
Yes, it does.
Here we see a Tiger at the free throw line. I don't have a few of their subs. I do know that one. It was Vaden. He's not a sub. He was a starter. He misses that second free throw. He hit the first. Strong got the rebound. He's in the paint. Kicks it out to Kerr. Kerr at the top of the key. Now back to Strong. Strong left wing to Spivey in the left corner. Back out top to Strong. Strong's defended by Jones. Wants to drive against him. Jones doing a pretty good job, though, and he dishes up to Arms. Nice pass. Beautiful assist.
Great pass.
Keaton Arms.
Like I said, that's control again.
Drew two guys to him. Arms is defender left him to come cover Strong. Strong saw that. Dished off to the open man. And we see Jones with a nice putback at the Tigers' end. 62-33 the score. 5 minutes left in this one. Clay County has just took control since halftime and has never looked back. Strong with it, top of the key, drives into the paint, spins, dishes to Arms. Arms backs in, kicks it back out to him. Nice to see this sophomore and freshman starting to get some chemistry together. They're going to play a lot of basketball games over these next 3 years on the floor with one another. We do see a lineup right now that features two freshmen, two sophomores, and one senior. His Strong shooting.
Oh, went down and come up.
That's something else we hadn't seen a lot of. He looked good on that one, even though he missed it. Tigers with it. They come down on their end. Keaton Arms steals the pass. He could go coast to coast here. He gets to the hoop. Shots up. And he's
and got a foul.
Goes to the line for two. I didn't
pretty good ball landing for a big kid.
He is. Of course, you know, we talk about these guys that are on the floor playing right now, Coach. We've got the sons of three guys, four. We got four guys on the floor whose fathers are in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame right now.
Right.
They came by this good skill, honestly. And some of them have mothers in there as well. Yeah. I know Keaton and Grant. Both of their folks in there, as we finally see some substitutes on the floor right now for Clay County, Eli Smith, Jimmy Burchett, Alec Kerr, Keaton Arms, and Jeffrey Spivey. Arms and, hits that second free throw. And, Thomas, did he hit the first?
And, you know, a great thing about that is they may be better than their parents were at this
sure.
age.
That's right. That's right.
Further developed. I'm going to say better, but further developed maybe.
4:20 on the clock.
I'm having to go by Mr. Bartlett on that one. Only 1 point went on the board, so I'm going to say he missed the first.
Okay. Well, that's the official score for sure. Well, I guess the scorebook's actually the official one. Holtz with it for the Tigers. Clay County still with this 30-point lead. 4 minutes left in this contest. Holtz drives. Jumper up. No good. Nice rebound by Baker. His putback. Good. Nice job by Baker. Gordon's will have some good basketball players. No doubt about that. Spivey with it, left corner, kicks it out to Burchett. Burchett drives, cross court to Smith. Smith to Kerr in the corner. Kerr behind the back, back out to Smith, out top. Eli going to dribble to his right, go behind the back, now to his left, kicks to Spivey. They're trying to get Spivey a three ball from the left corner, but Holtz there defending, he won't let him have it. Tigers come up with a steal. They have it now on their end, 3.5 to play here in the fourth. Baker being defended by Arms. Gets past him, jumper, no good. Rebound, Kerr.
Kerr has a great eye for the basketball.
He does, very instinctive.
One of those things you can't coach.
Burchett driving, found by Holtz. I think you see that out of a lot of these guys. They have some natural physical and mental stuff that no doubt Coach Edwards has improved their games tremendously, but they came to him with so many intangibles already.
Right.
Coach Edwards, a great developer of talent, so it excites me greatly to see him with this freshman and sophomore class, chock full of raw athletic talent. You know, honestly, the level he could take them to, I hate to even say.
Yeah.
I won't speculate.
But you know, yourself being a football player, you remember some of those guys that can think with their feet while they're running.
Sure.
Because you know there's no way that the brain sent the message there that quick.
Right. That's right. Heath Hensley in now. New lineup on the floor. We have Carson Sharp, Bryce Bailey, Jimmy Burchett, John Hamilton, and Heath Hensley. Burchett with it right wing. So we've got a sophomore and four freshmen. Actually, two sophomores and three freshmen. Burchett out top, drives, free throw line jumper.
It's going to bounce, but
no
not good.
Rebounded by Hensley underneath. Put back no good. Holtz has it. He's quickly across the timeline. Boy, he's about as fast as Curry. That's saying something. Shot was up, no good. Blocking fouls. He'll be called against Carson Sharp.
I don't remember Holt from the first meeting, Coach.
Yeah, he played. Yeah, he
okay.
did play a little bit. Yeah,
I couldn't remember him. He does have some speed. Good-looking athlete.
Not sure the classes on these Tigers. We didn't catch those. Little press for time tonight as we were getting ready. You may or may not know it, but our whole pregame show, other than the last 5 minutes, was pre-recorded today.
Samuel, I thought you weren't going to tell them.
You know how I am, Thomas. Every little mess up we do, I publicize it. 2.5 minutes remain here in the fourth. 27 points the lead. 64-37. Clay County in front. I've not done a good job giving that score here in the final frame, but we've been ahead so much, so long, that I just kind of lost interest in it.
I believe I see former State Representative Lincoln Davis in the crowd down here tonight.
Very well could be.
I'd say that's probably his granddaughter he's carrying around.
Likely so. I'm certainly proud to do it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I know new Hall of Fame inductee Gary J. Strong was proudly carrying around his granddaughter.
Yes, he was.
Very proud of her. A little bit over a year old, I believe.
Yes, just barely.
Bryce Bailey at the line to shoot two. Think he missed that first and hits the second. 65-37. Boys and girls are in action this coming Tuesday night from Hartsville. If you don't feel like making the trip down to Trousdale County, Tune us in again here on the Horizon Sports Network. We'll be there to carry the action live for you. Holtz with it, left wing, drives into the paint, hands off to a teammate, and that shot's good. Looks like number 25, Grayson Davidson, I believe they said. Carson Sharp, left wing for the black and gold. Joseph Markham is checked into the fray. Jimmy Burchett with it, right elbow, jumper, no good. Pretty even matchup between these younger players, Thomas.
Yes, I agree with you, of course, these guys are fresh, they're hustling hard, and a lot of the guys have been out there about nearly four quarters now, so
they've
got a little more energy, I guess.
Of course, these guys played JV action earlier tonight.
Do you know how those games went, boys and girls? No, I don't. I was down at the reception, I believe.
Right.
So,
Tigers get to the free throw line on a Bulldog foul. Minute 35 left in this one. 65-39, the score. Now 65-40. 25-point lead for the black and gold. This, like we said several times tonight, back on December 10th, Clay County lost 57-62 to this Tiger team. And tonight, it's been all Bulldogs in the second half. That huge third quarter, 26-4, Clay County outscored Gordonsville. 41-65 now, as that Tiger hit one of those free throws down there. Bryce Bailey with it for the Dogs. Right wing, hands off to Hensley. Hensley now to Carson Sharp. He drives into the lane, kicks out to Bailey. Foul on the floor. Actually, offensive foul by Carson.
Kind of out of control.
I don't remember specific scores at this point, but I can't help but mention that back during the football season, Clay County were big homecoming night winners over Gordonsville. Now, that's something in basketball, yes, we have been dominant over the Tigers. So let me tell you, folks, sadly, in football, Gordonsville's been dominant over us for the better part of 30 years now. And that was just a huge win, the first since 2008 on the gridiron against Gordonsville. And, you know, this group that Coach Johnson on the football team and these players he's got, I think they want to make that a new tradition, just beat Gordonsville every year.
Well, it's the most important game in this league anymore, you know, or one of them anyway.
You got to beat them to be region champs.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, that kind of springboarded the Dogs.
Good shot by Jimmy Burchett, squared up and put in a little short jumper.
Two more for Jimmy.
Into their second-round playoff run, Daniel. We haven't said that in a while.
Hey, I believe Jimmy's sister's down in Nashville today competing for the Forest of the Fire in the state of Tennessee today. Lily Burchett, I believe.
Yes,
so
that's
true. Shout out to those folks.
That's right.
I don't know how that kind of where the finals were today or not.
I don't know. Of course, their mother, Brooke Merchant, serves as the guidance counselor here at Clay County High School, does all the scheduling, does an excellent job.
Now, Jimmy doesn't look hardly as good as his sister, but he looks pretty good out on the basketball floor, doesn't he?
Liddy is a little bit more pleasing to the eye than Jimmy, I suppose. 22 seconds left in this one. 67-41 the score.
There may be some young ladies that beg to differ with you on that.
That's true. Clay County's had this one ever since the opening play of the third quarter. It's just been all Bulldogs. I know that the broadcast probably has been a little bit tedious to listen to. When it gets into these situations, we stray off point a little bit, and sometimes even get a little bit silly. But we've got to keep ourselves entertained, don't we, Coach?
Yes.
19.3 seconds remaining. Tigers at the line to shoot free throws. That's something we've seen a lot of in this second half. That's kind of slowed this action down too, Thomas.
It has, Daniel. I can't add up the attempts, but, I mean, we've had about 10 in the last minute and a half here. It seems as Markham pulls down the rebound, he's a good-looking athlete. We saw him contribute big time on the gridiron this year. And, you know, this JV team they play, they're fun to watch too. So
oh, yeah.
If people can come out and watch the JV action before these varsity games, you'll see a good team. A JV team that could probably beat a lot of high school teams.
I agree. Folks, the buzzer has sounded here at Clay County High School. Revenge, redemption, big time. Bulldogs 67, Tigers 41. Stay with us. We'll come back and do the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit AppBioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors boys wrap up. Thomas, I'll go ahead and kick over to you, and maybe we'll let Coach talk a little too before we get all the stats out of.
Well, Daniel, Clay County did what they do, Coach. They battled in the first half, kept the game close, wore down this team, and then they throw the haymaker in the third quarter, outscored them 26-4 to gain control, and this thing was over early.
Absolutely. I mean, for all good, all purposes, the game ended there at the end of the, about halfway through that third quarter. But now we maintained our concentration real well after we built that lead. You know, like I said earlier, Gordonsville, one of those games that could get on a run and hit five or six threes in a row on you in a hurry if you're not careful. But, we maintained our composure and never allowed that to happen. And we really appreciate the coach from Gordonsville helping us out a little bit with that technical that kind of broke any kind of momentum that they were going to build. You know, sometimes us coaches did that to start a little momentum, but I believe that put a bulldozer in front of us tonight.
It did. I think it was complete frustration. I think he felt, hey, this is getting away from us. I might as well sit the rest of the night anyway. Might as well learn it.
I don't know anything else I can do other than get a technical.
Right.
And that came as Clay County scored the first 15 points unanswered of the second half, guys. And it didn't come from one person.
No.
It came from several. If you look down the scoring here, you know, we've got three in double figures again, and a lot of guys with high single digits. So, you know, that's what I've seen out of Clay County since that Gordonsville loss is, you know, a team effort across the board from this
right.
team. Grant Strong leading the way, don't get me wrong, but other guys stepping up.
Yeah, and him recognizing when he's drawn a double team, not trying to fight through that, not trying to do more than perhaps he should, seeing the open guy, finding them, and he's getting a lot of assists.
That may have been one of his better all-around games. He played, looked like he played
yeah.
with just a little bit more comfort and control tonight.
Right.
And I look forward to seeing Andrew Meadows' stats to see how many assists he's got because there were several in that. But going down the list, guys, Jake Aslock, another great defensive effort in the post on flat, held him to 4 points tonight. But he had 6 points of his own when he wanted them. Anytime he called for the ball and took it in there, he scored when he at will. Just didn't have many opportunities. Mason Sharp had 12 tonight. Grant led the way with 20. Gunner Silk had 2. Jeffrey Spivey, he got hot again, guys. He's been on a hot streak, 13 tonight. Alec Kerr, 3. Keaton Orange, first action back, multiple rebounds, multiple defensive plays, 7 points to go with it. Jimmy Burchett came in late with 3 points, and Bryce Bailey, 1. Here's the biggest stat of the game, though. No Gordonsville player in double figures after 2 did it last time, and 1 had 25.
How many Jones end up with tonight?
Jones ended up with 8.
8 points. I know that's something Coach Edwards prides himself on. He goes into a game, picks out who their top dog is, neutralizes him. And often, and that's what happened in that Gordonsville game before, Jones ends up scoring those 25 points. He had never scored in double digits all season. So if you can take somebody, if you can take the lead scorer out, somebody else is good enough to step up and replace it, hey, so be it. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I knew tonight he was going to neutralize Jones.
Well, you said it early on, and he got it done. And you know, when you've got a good team and a good coach, it's a deadly combination in the
yeah,
coach watch.
It's kind of hard to beat that. And good teams make good coaches, guys. Don't forget that important
no
fact.
That's right. That is right. Well, folks, that's been the Cumberland Exteriors boys' wrap. Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Stay with us, and we'll announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games right after this break.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your hosts as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau post-game show. Now it's time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. First of all, in girls action, had a lot of good efforts from a lot of young ladies, but it was Marty Ashlock early and often knocking down some big three-pointers, hitting some two-pointers, came up with some defensive steals. Just had a real good game, perhaps the best that I've personally sat and watched her have this year.
One of her better games of the year by far.
No doubt about it. And it comes from her effort, from the tilt guys. You know, I saw a different Marley Ashlock out there tonight.
A little more aggression on her part.
She was very aggressive. You know, I don't know if Coach Walker maybe challenged her. I don't know if maybe the interview got her fired up, folks. We interviewed her early on, and you can always go back and listen to those when this thing goes final.
Sometimes
tonight.
Marty looks like she's walking, running on eggshells or something, but I didn't see that tonight.
You can be too, you know, scared to make a mistake. Sometimes you just got to play. She just played tonight.
She did. Had early seven first quarter points to help Clay County jump out to that 19-6 lead, guys, and she sparked this team. I mean, there's no doubt about it. She set the tone, and then she finished tonight in double figures, had 11 points on the evening. And, you know, Marley's one of those kind of unsung juniors that we have. We always talk about Katie Arms, and we always talk about Rachel Kobus. Marley Ashbrock has been right there with them all year long, guys, and kind of doing the dirty work and playing hard.
She has. I agree, and I think she's going to continue to improve, and she's not going to be a big surprise to a lot of folks if she keeps on playing like she did tonight.
That's right.
On the boys' side of things, a lot of great options there. Again, such a huge win for them, but it was sophomore Jeff Spivey who really caught our eye tonight with some fine outside shooting, some great defensive hustle, and just a good all-around game.
He did, Daniel, and he scored 6 points in that decisive third quarter, and he sparked a 15-0 run with that three-pointer. Grant drove the lane, kicked it out to Spivey. I tell you, when you're a guy like Grant, a facilitator, a scorer, it's nice to have a shooter like Jeff Spivey out there.
And if Jeff gets set, I mean, you know, we watched Jeff up at the York tournament win the three-point shooting contest up there by hitting three-pointers in 30 seconds.
Right.
So maybe he'll get one of those 30-second runs down here one of these nights to hit about 10 up.
Well, he buried 19 in about a minute, and I think he tied for the lead, and then they did a shoot-off, and he hit 10 in 30 seconds. So,
yeah, I know he hit nearly 30 in that little shootout there.
Well, now he's hit about a dozen in the last three games.
Right.
You know, he's become a consistent shooter. We knew he had the talent to do it. We've seen him knock down some shots, but then we've seen him be kind of streaky, didn't we, Coach?
Yeah.
And he is consistent now. You put it in his hands and he pulls the trigger, it's bottom.
He showed some good hand play tonight because a lot of times, you know, he'll go up and get a rebound and just a little nudge will knock it loose. But I think, you know, they pretty much had to do a body slam on him tonight to separate him from the basketball.
And it's not just his scoring. We talked about it. Well, Jake Ashlock being the only post player, Jeffrey Spivey's had to grow up quick, guys. He's going up against seniors, and, you know, he's just a sophomore and battling down there. A little undersized as far as thickness-wise, but he battles. He's got the grit. I like the way Jeff Spivey plays the game.
Yes,
he's playing well. Deservedly, he was the TDS top performer on the boys' side. On the girls' side, it was Marty Ashlock. Tonight's top performers were brought to you by TDS Disposal. Serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Just an outstanding night here in Salina. We inducted 5 new members to the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame class. Very excited to do that. Had 2 big, huge wins. The girls get to, I think, 12-8 on the season. Boys are 18-2 on the season. 2 great basketball teams here. If you can, make the trip down to Hartsville in person Tuesday night and watch them. If you can't, we'll be there calling it for you live on the Horizon Sports Network. Final thoughts, guys?
I just want to say, tune in early, guys. We'll be having the Hall of Fame coverage. All 5 interviews we did today at the reception will be played in a pregame show. We won't be doing interviews with the coaches this time.
Or history segment.
Right.
Probably.
The Hall of Fame interviews will be played Tuesday night in our pregame show starting at 5:15. Coach?
One little oddity maybe I can throw in here. James Trobal, Gary Strong were teammates on that first basketball team, along with Walt Weaver, Johnny White, Jackie, some of those guys. But the oddity was, how many times have you seen 2 Hall of Famers on the same team that were left-handed?
That's true. And, you know, James was here tonight.
Yes, he was, to congratulate.
Came to the reception.
Of course.
Yep. A class act, James Trobal for sure. Well, folks, for Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and also Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, and until Tuesday night from Hartsville, this is the Horizon Sports Network wishing you a good night.